The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A tough stretch of the season for the Clay County teams gets started here in Joe Sims Gym this evening as the next several weeks feature larger schools and some unfamiliar opponents. It begins here tonight as head coaches Matt Walker and Rob Edwards greet Caitlin Thompson and Mike Owens, who brought along their AAA teams from Macon County. The 3-1 Lady Dogs will look to extend their season win streak to 4 games against the 2-1 Tigerettes, who wish to improve on their 7-21 record from a year ago, while the 2-1 Dogs seek to return to the win column following their loss in Gainesboro Friday night. And to do that, they'll have to best a familiar foe in the form of Mike Owens, whose 2-2 Tiger team looks for a better mark than their 5-25 record of last season. It's Tuesday night basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network as Clay County and Macon County are about to get it on.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back on the CarQuest pregame show, as always, trying to get things right, working through some things. I know Thomas not happy with the audio. Perhaps that'll improve, though. Folks, this is our third broadcast of the basketball season. For the second time this year, we're high atop the visiting side of Joe Sims Gym, looking down on the Rob Edwards court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling the action. Join me throughout the evening. It'll be Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. With me now is a man who's coming in on a broadcasting high, hot off the heels of the Horizon Live Network's debut Saturday night during the Salina Hard Candy Christmas Parade. He's Thomas Weaver. Thomas, you and Kevin Donaldson really rocked that. Did a great job. I went back and listened to it, even though I watched it in person that night. But wonderful broadcast.
Well, I don't know how great it was, but it got the message out. That's what it's all about. But we sure enjoyed doing it. We're back here at home in the friendly confines of Joe Sims Gym, Daniel. And we got a familiar foe here tonight in Macon County. And a pair of pretty good teams from our westward neighbors, too. You know, the Tigerettes are 2-1. Tigers are 2-2. And their losses have come to good programs. Livingston Academy, for one.
Yeah, Livingston beat both of these squads last time they were out. In Macon County, both squads had down years last year, but you've got to remember this is a triple-A basketball team, and even if they're average or below average for that league, they're really good in single-A sometimes.
Yeah, it should be two good ball games here tonight between these neighboring counties, almost rivals.
Yeah.
But, you know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Of course, this broadcast tonight being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home and all the others that go down the line and been with us year after year. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, as we do during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent game. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment, but tonight we're going to preview what's going to be in the paper this week, Daniel. Lady Dogs improved to 3-1 with a 44-38 win over previously unbeaten Jackson County team, where neither team could find the basket with consistency in a low-scoring affair. Clay County trailed by as many as 7 early before they closed out the first half with a 12-0 run to gain control. They then maintained their lead throughout the second half to claim the 6-point win. Hallie Buford had 13, Ella Eads 12, and Bella Ashlock 10, so 3 in double figures. Madison Hayes 4, Helen Garrison 3, and Baylor Walden 2. You have to consider that one a pretty good win, I think, for Clay County.
I do, too. Jackson County, a double-A team. We know what Jim Brown's capable of on the sideline. Thomas, that's a much improved team. They are not the Jackson County we've seen the last couple of years.
On the boys' side, the Dogs dropped their first game of the year to get to 2-1. They fell behind early but battled back to take a lead in the second quarter. The Blue Devils then rallied to go ahead by 4 at the break before they outscored the Dogs 15-10 in the third and led by 10 early in the fourth period. Clay County got as close as 3 twice down the stretch, but Jackson County made their free throws in the end to seal the Blue Devil 69-61 victory. Also 3 in double figures here for the Bulldogs. Nate Adams, a game-high 20. and two double-doubles. Wyatt Browning, 15 points and 12 boards. Lance Virtue, 11 points and 10 boards. Kyler Westmore, two big threes for 6 points. Nolan Adams had 6 points. And Western Burble, three, Daniel.
Yeah, when you look back at that, and it's all about the shooting percentage from all phases. Free throw line, 2 point and 3 point for Jackson County. They shot the ball very well that night.
Daniel, we'll let folks read all the details of every game so far this season in the paper this week, out in racks tomorrow. And, folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Macon County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time to take a look at Ashlong Strong Girls 7A update. This past Friday, Ribbon Springs lost to Cannon County 50-75. Clay County beat Jackson County 44-38. Piggott County beat Jellicoe 84-22. On Saturday, Pickett County beat Smith County 76-36. Redbone Springs on Saturday lost to Wilson Central, close game, 64-67. And then last night, low-scoring game here. Gordonsville lost to Watertown 22-38. Sounds more like a football score than a basketball score.
Yeah, that's pretty low-scoring for any kind of high school game.
Couple good games going tonight. Pickett County at Stone Memorial. Clark Range at Cumberland County. Of course, Clay hosting Macon. Gordonsville at Trousdale. Red Bowen is idle. Coach Sims, Pickett at Stone, and Clark Range at Cumberland. Both of those should be good games.
Yeah. I don't know what Stone's got this year. They could be down a little, but I know Cumberland is really good. I had talked to Lamar down there at Jackson County Friday night after our girls' game, and I think he said he had Cumberland this week, and Oneida, and then another really good team. You know, so he's got a tough week. I'd heard that Cumberland had two good freshmen. He said one of them's averaging about 25 a game, I think. You know,
well,
really good player.
Current district, Sunday standings, of course, no conference games have been played yet. Clark Range 1-1, Clay County 3-1, Gordonsville 1-3, Piggott County 3-1, and Redbone Springs 1-4 overall. This Girls 7A update has been brought to you by Ashlong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now on the CarQuest pregame show and do Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. This is where we turn to Coach Sims to get his thoughts on how Coach Walker and these Lady Dogs can get win number 4 of the season tonight. Coach, what's your thoughts?
Well, I don't know much about Macon. I know they had been really good the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. Only won a couple of games the year before last. Seemed like they always play good against us, no matter what they've got. But we found a way to beat them. I know they supposedly their best girl went to Smith County, and then she's not eligible even to play down there. So I know they were pretty upset about that, I think. But of course, Maddie, I see he's down here at street close tonight, so that ankle's keeping her from playing. So that's going to hurt us. So. You know, I don't know. I still think we can beat them if we'll just, you know, play our game and not turn it over a bunch of times and shoot a decent percentage. Maybe we'll be all right.
Well, I usually like to ask you that thing, Coach. What can we do to improve? I think you already hit on it. Just play clean basketball.
All right. I thought we made a great improvement from East Robertson to Jackson County for unforced turnovers. You know, we didn't have that many other night. And, you know, I think that might have been the difference in the game. If we turned it over as many times as we did against East Robertson, we might have got beat down there because that was a pretty close game anyway.
Well, that's true. Good point. Look for improvement on that side again tonight here in Joe Sims' gym. You just heard it from the man himself. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. This pregame clock has run out. Preparations are being made for the lowering of the flag and the announcing of the starting lineups here. We'll chronicle it one more time. A new PA announcer here, Tyler Edwards, taking care of that here at Joe Sims Gym, replacing longtime announcer Michael Miller. So we will wait until he starts to get the crowd worked up and then go to break here. Of course, Macon County and Clay County, this has not been an outstanding series of late. Clay County's actually won 5 in this series. So the Black, Purple, and Gold ladies have been dominant ever since Macon County won that AA state title back in 2021.
Yeah, it's wasn't much of a series for a while, but gotten a little better here lately.
They are getting closer now. We will go to break.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, and it's time for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. The Macon County Tigerettes, they are the visiting team tonight, wear their blue travel jerseys, blue shorts with them, white numerals, and white trim on their jerseys. The Tigerettes head coach, Caitlin Thompson, they have a 2-1 record this season, playing out of District 9 AAA. They are on a one-game losing streak. Coming into this contest, starting for Macon County, a junior, number 14, Layton Kirby, a sophomore, number 21, Kaylee Slayton, sophomore, number 22, Katie Jo Shoulders, senior, number 40, Cadence Walrand, and a junior, number 44, Natalie Green. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they are the home team tonight, of course, as you can see if you're watching the video feed, wearing their white home jerseys, black riding and numerals on though. Trimmed in gold. Matt Walker, the head coach of Lady Dogs, 8th season, leading this program, 158 wins to 69 losses, a 3-1 record this year, playing out of District 7 single A. They do ride a 3-game win streak into this contest. Starting tonight for the injured senior, Maddie Hayes is going to be sophomore. Ella Eads joining her to round out the starting lineup, a senior number 2, Bella Ashlock. A senior number 11, Kendall Matthews. A senior number 21, Hallie Buford. And a junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. As we were saying before the playing of the national anthem, Clay County's got a five-game series win streak in this series pretty much ever since Macon County won that state title in 2021 and graduated all those seniors. Clay County's had their way in this series. The teams met three times last year. Clay County won all of those. Of course, one of those meetings, the Christmas Classic, right here in Joe Sims Gym. Mount Walker's longest winning streak against Macon is this current five-game streak. He's played them 16 times in his career, a 5-11 record against Macon County, and this one is underway. And it's going to be Clay County controlling the tip. Kendall Matthews with it in the front court, gives to Ashlock out top. Bella now going to hand off to Ella. Now back to Bella. Bella at left wing fires the three. In and out, no good. Rebound Macon County. Tigerettes with the basketball. And a foul going to be called on sophomore Ella Eads. It was sophomore Katie Joe Shoulder. She was
No, they didn't call a foul.
Oh, no foul. Just out of bounds.
Yeah.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Eads.
Yeah, now I was afraid they were going to call a foul.
Across the timeline is Macon. Now a foul call.
Yeah.
Going to be Wicks or Matthews one. It's going to be Lacey Wicks picking up her first personal.
He's come out in this 2-2-1 trap. Jackson County some trouble the other night. Didn't turn it over a lot, but I thought it took them out of their offense a lot.
Making on the inbound, work across the timeline, shoulders with it, top of the key, picks up the dribble, swings it left wing into the hands of Warren. She works baseline down, hands off to a teammate. That shot blocked by Bella Ashley. Kelly Buford with the rebound. Buford comes the other way, full head of steam, circles up in the paint, kicks out to Matthews. Now Ashley, she fires another three. No good. Rebounded by Leighton Kirby for Macon County. She passes ahead to Slayton. Slayton with it in the corner in a trap and a foul call.
Well, they're wanting to call foul, seems like, especially that guy there. He's called both of them.
Second team foul for Clay County here in this first quarter. Tigerettes on the inbound. Kirby with it. Kicks across the shoulders. Tried to pass inside to Slayton. Ashlock with her foot on the ball. Blows it dead. Tigerettes inbound from the baseline. Macon County works it into the corner. Walren, three-pointer, good. Senior Cadence Walren. Puts Macon County on the board, 3-9. Ball knocked out of bounds by Macon County. Clay County going to maintain possession. So 3-9 the score. Tigerettes in front, 6:45 mark of this first quarter. Eads with it out top. Madison Hayes not in the lineup due to that ankle injury she sustained at Jackson County. Now Eads with a move in the paint. Her shot no good. So three shots so far for Clay County, no points. Shoulders, works against Wicks, gets it to Warren across the timeline. Now back over to a teammate. Now down low to right post. Shot up, no good, but Bella Ashlock called for the foul, and we see Natalie Green, the junior, going to the free throw line, Thomas, to shoot two.
Yeah, nice little move there, a little dish to the post inside coach, you know.
Yeah, it was.
It's like a pretty capable inside game.
Warren good on that first free throw. Makes it 4-9. Good on the second.
That was Green, 44.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Warren. Warren's 40. My apologies. Green adds 2 points. Macon County 5-9 the lead. But Ashlock, underhand layup, no good. Rebounded by Kirby. Kirby comes the other way. Nearly stolen in the backcourt. Tigerettes do get it to the corner where three-pointers fired. No good. Rebound by Green. She keeps it alive for Macon County. Shoulders outside. Back to Green inside. Power move. Shot was partially blocked by Ashlock. Buford comes up with the loose ball. Hattie across the timeline. Works right, works left. Checks up at the wing. Continues to work. Good defense there by the Tigerettes. Matthews trying to get it across to Wicks. Has it stolen away on that pass? It's going to be Kirby in the front court. Checks up at the block. Gives to Green. Now Warren, who works against Wicks. Eads all over. Shoulders, who gives it up to Kirby. Baseline pass into Green. Her shot from left block. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Coach, here's those turnovers we talked about.
Yeah.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
Macon County with it. Warren works in. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Bell got to come across the timeline. Works to the right of the wing. Hands off to Wicks. Layup. Good. 5-2 now the score. Clay County's first points. Maybe that'll give them momentum.
Yeah, maybe we can get some shots to go now.
4:50 and ticking, first quarter. Macon County 5, Clay County 2. Another three-pointer by Warren, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Warren, kicks the green. Now over to Kirby in the corner. Back out top to Shoulders. Back to Kirby at left wing. Inside, stolen away. It's Ashlock with it, with a steal. One-on-one. Bella Ashlock into the front court. Her shot is good. And draws a foul. Surely they'll count the basket.
Yeah, I don't say they could.
So Ashlock goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, Bella always had that knack for reaching around and got the length to get the steals, and you see what it turns into there, Coach.
She's being aggressive, you know, to shoot the ball tonight. A lot of times she won't, but now, you know, they'll start falling. She keeps taking good shots.
Came out in that Jackson County game the same way. I think she scored the first four, maybe 6 points for Clay County.
Ashlock completes the three-point play. Notch it up at 5. 4:25 and ticking, first quarter. Shoulders with it. Works to the corner to Walren. She fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Macon County. Yeah. Tigerette's doing a good job on offensive boards at this point. Walren comes up with it. Kicks back over to Slayton. Bounce pass over to Shoulders. Her three-pointer no good. Another rebound for Macon County.
See Coach Walker going to the bench early here, Daniel. Got two new guards out there.
Natalie Smith and Haylen Garrison, the freshman out top. Bella Ashlock called for the foul.
Two on her.
Yep.
Baylor's in, too.
Walden also checked in. Let's reset the lineup. Is Ella Eads is at the scores table. Going to check back in for Ashlock, it looks like. Joining Eads on the floor is going to be Baylor Walden. How they view for Natalie Smith and Haylen Garrison. Really missing Maddie's post presence at this point.
Yeah.
Since Macon County's tried to work inside the green, you know that Maddie would draw that assignment probably.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Coach? Do we know how long Maddie might sit out with this
deal? I hadn't talked to him. I don't know.
Both of those free throws good, Thomas?
They were. Macon County back in the lead, Daniel. Another turnover.
Yes, and back with possession of the ball after another Lady Dog turnover. Tiger Edge the inbound. Here's the trap. They pass out of it quickly. Warren's with it. Works to the corner. Now inside to Slayton. Nice move in the paint for her. No good. Garrison with the rebound. Freshman Haylen Garrison outlet pass ahead. Looking for Eads. Knocked away by the Tiger Edge and stolen. Clay County's turnover count starting to mount here in this first quarter. 3:20 and ticking. Clay County does have a lead, 7-5, and here's a turnover in favor of the Lady Dogs. That lead comes up with the steal. Her shot no good off the glass, making County back the other way. And it's going to be Slayton in the paint. Shot no good, but she's fouled by Natalie Smith from behind.
We're trying these length of court passes, and, you know, it's not there. Threw it away, I know, twice trying to do that.
3:08 mark of this first quarter. Macon County with a 7-5 lead. Is Slayton's at line to shoot two. Hits them both. Macon County shooting very well from free throw so far in this one.
Yeah, perfect 6-for-6 so far, Daniel.
Clay County with the basketball. Garrison left wing. Works inside. Bounce pass to Walden in the paint. Her shot up and good. Assist from Garrison. Finish from Walden. 9-7 the score. Clay County trailing by two. Timeout going to be taken by head coach Caitlin Thompson. 2:48 mark of this first quarter. Macon County 9, Clay County 7.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where Clay County trails Macon County by two. It's 9-7, 2:48 left here in the first quarter, Daniel.
Good one so far. Macon County with the basketball. Kirby out top, defended by Eads, and a foul call. Very touchy.
Man.
Not saying it didn't happen, but that's extremely touchy.
Yeah, that's... That's Keith Dyer making that call. He's ref longer than I've been coaching.
Definitely a veteran then.
Yeah, I'm serious. He was coaching when I first started. He's a little younger than me, but he's been around for a while.
Kirby at the line shooting two. Macon County continues to be perfect from the free throw line. Of course, their former head coach, Larry White, self-proclaimed free throw guru.
Self-proclaimed.
Good friend of yours, of course.
Oh, yeah. He's a self-proclaimed lot of stuff.
Violation, wave that one off, I guess.
I think so. Lane violation. Of course, Coach White, outstanding coach, finally got that elusive state championship in 2021. Macon County poised to win one perhaps in 2020. They had already advanced to the semis, and COVID shortened that one. That was a heartbreaker for them.
Well,
as the Clay County boys, they also advanced that year and didn't get to play.
He thinks they won it that year.
Oh, really?
They got rings and everything.
In 20?
Yeah. Well, he tells people he won two state championships.
Well, I suppose he can make a claim to it.
Well, him and about 32 other teams.
Minute 55 and ticking in this first quarter. Shoulders with it. Works out of a trap. Gets it inside to Slayton. Slayton in the paint. Underhanded shot. Good. Macon County extends this lead to five. Their biggest lead of the night actually matches their biggest lead of the night.
Man.
And another turnover for Clay County. Those long passes, Coach, just not working out.
No. I really wasn't no point in that one. I mean,
Minute 35 and ticking. Macon 12. Clay 7 here in this first quarter. Clay County really their own worst enemies at this point. Some unforced errors. And now scrum for the ball. Good defense here.
Good pass.
Garrison in the front court layup. Good. Garrison adds two. Draws Clay County back within three. Macon County beats the press, gets across the timeline, shoulders with it, works in the corner to Walren. She swings it around now. Kirby, top of the key, back into the hands of Sheridan Ellis, a freshman who's in there. Shot no good for the Tigerettes. Rebound Natalie Smith, another freshman. Smith with it.
Woo,
pass ahead to Eads. Eads his layup. No good. Rebounded by the Tigerettes.
What a look from Natalie Smith right there.
Half-court pass there.
She couldn't get the payoff, but... The freshman showing the vision.
And good strength to get down there. 51.9 seconds left in this first quarter. Macon 12, Clay 9. Single game scoring leader in the series against Macon over the years, at least since Mercer Sims started in 87. Came back in 2007, a young lady I don't think you had the pleasure of coaching, Ms. Sims, but Megan Copas, she had 29. That's the all-time single-game mark against Macon County.
I coached for 1 year as a freshman. Well, she didn't get to play none that year, but she might turn into us. She made a really good player, you know, before she got done. Of course, we were junior, senior, dominated that year. And Ashley Turner's the only freshman got to play much.
Macon County, due to this bonus in the line shooting free throws, and finally they started missing a few.
Back to their first miss of the night, Daniel. The other one was a lane violation, which wiped it off the board.
Katie Jo Shoulders at the line. We assume that's right. One roster said the 22 was Katie Shockley, but the scorebook down below that Thomas got it from read to be Katie Jo Shoulders, so scorebook should be official. Foul against Macon County. 43 seconds left in this first quarter as Walden's going to inbound from the Clay County baseline. Works it into Smith. Smith passes ahead to Eads. Eads across the timeline into the Clay County front court. Works out of a trap. Here's a steal, actually. Tigerettes come up with it. One of those talented freshmen from Macon County with the ball, Sheridan Ellis. Ellis works to Walren. Walren back to Kirby. Now shoulders, three-pointer left wing. Good. Macon County goes up 15-9 late in this first quarter. 15 seconds remaining in the opening frame. Hallie Buford with the ball, dribbles behind the back, sets up it right wing. Still with it, works inside, layup good. Nice move by Buford. A steal on the inbound. Natalie Smith came up with it, Thomas. A nice play by the freshman, and she draws the foul.
I made an impact here in this first quarter off the bench, Daniel, and can pull Clay County
in
a bucket here.
We get a steal and get fouled.
Smith with a steal and fouled on the shot attempt.
Okay.
Good pressure as we see Kendall Matthews coming back in. Sophomore Kaylee Brown checking in for the first time. 3.7 seconds left on this clock. Smith good on that first free throw. Misses the second. First quarter is going to expire here with the Tigerettes on the rebound. Fortunately, Clay County able to draw back within four at the end of one. It's Macon County 15, Clay County 11. Stay with us.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails Macon County 15-11. With 8 minutes left here in the first half, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, we've got five on the board. Hallie Buford has two, Bella Ashlock three, Lacey Wicks two, Baylor Walden two, and Halen Garrison has a bucket with 2 points. For Macon County, they're being led by Kaylee Slayton with 6 points in the first quarter as they trail by four here heading into the second. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Or if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
That they are. And Coach, what do we need to do different? Obviously, the turnovers. You're muted, Coach.
Yeah, we just need to clean the turnovers up. You know, we're trying to make some passes that aren't there, or that's not there.
On the floor for Clay County starting this second quarter, Ella Eads, Hallie Buford, Baylor Walden, Kendall Matthews, who almost scored off left block. Lacey Wicks rounding out the lineup.
Pretty good drive, just missed the shot.
Green on the rebound for Macon County. They work back to their end, trying to extend on this four-point lead, 15-11, currently the mark. Tigerettes in front, inside the green at right block, power move, shot up, no good, got her on rebound. And now a jump ball going to be called. Lacey Wicks doing a nice job of tying up Green. Possession arrow in favor of the Tigerettes. The only senior on the Macon County team, number 40, Cadence Walren, the inbound. She works it in. A freshman takes that three-pointer. No good. Ellis on that three-point attempt. Green with the rebound and putback. Sophomore Ella Eads going to work across the timeline for eighth-year veteran head coach Matt Walker. Kicks outside to Walden. Baylor with it. Takes the three. In.
Oh, shot.
A nice shot.
I thought I saw Bella coming back in at this quarter. Evidently not. She's on the bench. I know I saw her go up to the scores table.
Of course, that shot playing with those two personals, I guess Coach Walker trying to protect her a little longer.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can understand it, but I'm pretty sure she went up there to check in, but I guess they just changed her mind or something.
Yeah, may have called her back. Macon County adds two more. Thomas, who had that bucket for the Tigerettes?
Kaylee Slayton. She's up to 8 points, the lead-off scorer.
Walden adds another. A runner from right side.
Baylor's took this game over.
Yes, she has. Last two possessions and 5 points for Baylor Walden and her Lady Dog team.
Get it.
3 points the difference, 19-16. Now each coming up with a steal. Allie passed ahead the other way. Intercepted. Tiger Edge back with it. At least 5 turnovers of that same variety.
I don't know what she's seeing right there.
Three-pointer no good by Walren. Kept alive by the Tigerettes. Ellis with it. Works back out of there. Coach, you mentioned some talented freshmen. Number 10, one of them. Green hurting us inside. The absence of Maddie Hayes hurting us.
Yeah.
Coach Walker wants a timeout. 5:52 mark of this second quarter. Macon County with a 5-point lead, 21-16.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home here tonight, where Clay County still trails Macon County. It's still 21-16, a little under 6 minutes left here in the first half.
Clay County with it, coming out of this timeout on the floor. Ella Eads, Lacey Wicks, Kendall Matthews, Hallie Buford, and Baylor Walden. Buford with it, right wing. Works to the right, loses the dribble. Foul call on the floor. Fortunate to come out of that with a Tigerette foul.
Yeah.
Buford held scoreless at this point?
Had one bucket right before the quarter break there, Daniel. She made a layup, her only points of the night.
She started slow down her Gainsborough the night.
Here we go. Buford on the three-pointer, no good. Wicks keeps it alive. Back to Eads. She fires the three right wing.
Good.
Big high trajectory.
Yeah.
Drops it in.
Cut it to two.
So Walden with a three-pointer. Now Ella Eads joining with a hit from behind the arc. 21-19 the score. Kendall Matthews called for the foul. First team foul of this second quarter for Clay County. Tigerettes on the inbound. Shoulders with it. Works left wing to Ellis, the freshman. She's in a trap of Eads and Wicks. Passes out of it. Gets to Slayton. Now Warren in the corner. Back inside to Slayton. Here's a turnover. Buford with it. Hattie comes the other way. Crosses the timeline into the front court. Going to be fouled on the left side of the lane prior to a shot attempt. Leighton Kirby called for the personal. 4:49 mark, second quarter. Lady Dogs trail by two. They work into Buford. Hattie with it. Works to the corner, picks up the dribble, gives to Eads. Ella circles the wagons, gives to Walden at right wing, works against Warren all the way to the bucket, going to score. Baylor Walden with 7 in the quarter. Or is it just 7 in the game?
She's got 9 for the game. You're right, 7 in the quarter. And she ties this one up, Daniel. It's 21 all. Baylor Walden, taking advantage of the mismatch. We see the mismatch on this end. We don't have anybody that can guard him in the post. But Walden drawing that post player out on the floor and going around him, isn't she?
Just taking it to the rack.
The feisty freshman checking back in, Natalie Smith and Helen Garrison, really hound teams out top on this defense. Joining the freshmen are Walden, Buford, and Wicks. Hallie Buford called for the foul. Is the Tiger Edge attack
thing,
the paint?
It doesn't take much to get a foul called in this game.
No, it don't.
You look at somebody, it's a foul.
It's almost like they don't want you to contest the shot.
Yeah, or guard anybody or anything. I mean, I'd be tempted, just to back off and play a little tighter. They're trying to trap and everything else. And
sophomore Kaylee Slayton hits both of those free throws. Garrison baseline, her layup no good. Tigerettes come away with it. It's going to be shoulders who crosses the timeline, passes ahead to Slayton. Her shot from left block no good, but a foul call. Natalie Smith going to be called for the personal on this one. Halfway through this second quarter, Macon County with a two-point lead, 23-21. Slayton at the line where she misses the first of two free throws. Fourth team foul, so Macon had bonus in the first quarter, and now on the verge of having bonus here in this one.
Now, Macon County shot 14 free throws. We shot three so far in this first half.
About right, the way they're calling it.
Well, they're tanking inside, and that's something we're not doing. We've had too many turnovers to set up our half-court offense.
But that, I mean, all these reach fouls that we've had called.
Wiggs comes up with a steal after missing from right block, works to Garrison. Garrison comes back out behind the arc, hands off to Buford. Hattie with it, works inside, spins to right block, underhand layup, no good. Rebound Walden. Walden going to go back up, has it stolen before she can, though. Now Smith comes back with it. Her shot no good, but she's fouled. Sophomore Kaylee Slayton called for the personal. Natalie Smith going to the line, looking at some early season totals from assistant coach Andrew Meadows. We see Smith is one of two from the free throw line for 50%. Just hadn't had many opportunities yet. First one's away here, a little too strong.
I think that's 0 for 3 tonight. I think she missed two a while ago, didn't she?
I believe so, yes. 24-21 the score. Tigerettes in front by three. Smith releases the second. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Macon County. Freshman Allie Austin in for them. Gives to Kirby. Back to Ellis. Ellis working against Smith and Garrison. And a turnover here. Good job by those freshmen creating the pressure.
I really like her and Garrison up there, you know, pressuring the ball. They're quick.
Walden.
Well, Smith girl's kind of got long arms, too. She,
yeah, good length.
She caused some problems.
Buford with it. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Misses the mark. Goes out of bounds.
Almost looked like that ball was deflected.
Yeah, I kind of thought somebody got a hand on it.
Tiger Rich across the timeline. 3-minute mark, second quarter. Macon County with a 3-point lead, 24-21. Clay County has not led in this contest, I don't believe.
No, I don't think so either. I think we tied it at 5, and we've been behind ever since.
Sophomore Ellie Eads waiting at the scores table to check in. She comes on the floor. Freshman Natalie Smith comes off. So on the court with Eads, senior Kendall Matthews, freshman Helen Garrison, senior Hallie Buford, and sophomore Baylor Walden. And we see sophomore, actually junior, Leighton Kirby at the line, misses the first free throw. Macon County 2-1 on the season as Kirby hits the second one, makes it a 4-point game. They opened up the year with wins over Glen Cliff and Monterey before losing to Livingston. Heading into this contest. Buford with it. Free throw line. Spin. Drives the paint. Scores. Nice drive and finish by Buford.
Yeah, should get going.
Burst of speed by Shoulders. Hands off to Ellis. Now back to Shoulders in right corner. Defended by Garrison. Tigerettes back out top here. Now a drive from Kirby. Her layup good. 27-23, 2 minutes left in this second quarter. Clay County's won 5 straight in the series with Macon. Eads has called for the travel.
Hit the shot, but she walked before us, they said.
Timeout taken by Macon County. 2:02 remaining in the second quarter. Tigerettes 27, Lady Dogs 23.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home tonight, where the Lady Dogs trail the Tigerettes 27-23. Just under 2 minutes left here in the first half, Daniel.
Be interesting to see what Macon County wants to do here, keep their foot on the gas or slow it down some. Wallern with it, left wing. Gives off to Slayton, top of the key. Already 30 seconds of the remaining 2 minutes is ticked away. Minute and a half left in this second quarter, so Macon content now to Chugalcon. Try to build on this four-point lead. Now a screen set for Kirby. She works left. Gives back the shoulders out top. Shoulders defended by Garrison. Minute 15 and ticking. So probably the second year for head coach Caitlin Thompson.
Macon. Yeah. Yeah, she's one of Larry's old players. So
played at Ribbon Springs or
at Macon.
So pretty young girl then.
Yeah. I think she played for him. She might play for Bean, but she's a Macon County gal.
Kirby with it. Works through pressure all the way to the hoop. Misses the shot. Walden on the rebound. 50 seconds left in this second quarter. Macon County with the lead. 27-23. Clay County trying to cut into that four-point margin. Buford, jump shot in the paint.
Good.
Buford starting to heat up now.
Yeah.
35 seconds and ticking. 27-25, single possession game. Macon looking to extend it back to a two-possession lead. Kirby with it all the way into the paint to the Bulldog logo and throws it out of bounds.
Good. We got to, you know, be able to guard without fouling so much, you know. Can't be putting people on the line, you know, halfway through every quarter.
Yeah, it seemed like kind of adjusted out on the perimeter with the reach calls they were calling earlier, but you're right. Anytime they attack the basket, we're sending them to the free throw line.
We're not running a half-court trap like we were, but if we are, it can't be reaching.
Down to five. Smith tried a three, partially blocked. Tigerettes come up with the ball. 1 second left. Desperation three at the buzzer. No good. At the half, we've got a tie one going here in Joe Sims Gym. It's Macon County 27, Clay County 25.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Macon County by two. It's 27-25 here at the break in Salina. It's time for the first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County's never led in this ballgame. They've tied it twice, once at 5-5 in the first quarter before they trailed by four, 15-11 at the end of the first. And then the second time came midway through the second stanza as they tied this game up at 21 in a quarter where they outscored Macon County 14-12 to narrow the margin to two here at halftime. For Macon County, they're being led by Kaylee Slayton, has 11 points at the break. Leighton Kirby has four. Katie Jo Shoulders had three. Cadence Walren has three. And Natalie Green was six here at halftime. Macon County is 11-for-15 from the charity stripe, which is the difference in this one so far, as Clay County is just 1-for-5 from the line. For Clay County, Hallie Buford has 6 points here at the half. Ella Ashlock, three. Lacey Wicks, two. Ella Eads has three. Helen Garrison has two. And Baylor Walden leading the way, the sophomore, with 9 points here at the break. Again, Clay County trails Macon County by two. The Tigerettes are up on the Lady Dogs 27-25 here at halftime in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show from Joe Sims' gym, Macon County leading by two at the half, 27-25. Time now for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. We'll start, as always, with Hermitage Springs basketball. The teams traveled to Jackson County last night for a set of games that saw all four teams be defeated. They will be traveling to Lafayette on Thursday to face the Macon County squads. Salina basketball. Three of the Salina K-8 basketball teams were in action at home in Bobby Bartlett Gym hosting Livingston last night, and it was a clean sweep of the Hawkeye with three wins. Records currently sit at 2-5 for the 5th and 6th girls, 5-3 for the 5th and 6th boys, 6-3 for the junior high girls, and 6-2 for the junior high boys. The junior high teams are back in action right now in Salina tonight hosting Red Bull and Springs, while the 5th and 6th grade teams enjoy the night off. On Thursday, all teams will travel to Jackson County. Tennessee Tech basketball. Grant Strong and the 2-4 Golden Eagles are at home in the hoop tonight, facing Western Carolina in a contest that tipped off at halftime. They'll hit the road on Thursday, traveling to North Alabama University for a 7 o'clock game. Freed Hardeman University and sophomore Katie Arms, those Lady Lions, took their 7-1 record to Blue Mountain Christian today for a 3:15 tip. I did not check a score of that game to see if they won this afternoon or not. We are unsure of those results at this time. And finally, the Lubin Bears. Tyreek Key and the Lubin Bears are 3-8 on the season after losing 64-79 on Sunday to Brussels. Key recorded 6 assists, 4 steals, and 10 points in the loss. The Bears will now enjoy a lengthy midseason break before taking the court again on December the 16th. Pretty much not exactly the midseason point, midway point for them, Thomas, but pretty much right at it. Somewhere around, if what I'm looking at is the entirety of the regular season schedule, and I think it is, somewhere similar to a high school length schedule, 20-some-odd games for them in the season. They do have playoffs and things of that nature, but unfortunately for Tyreek and his debut as a professional, overall the team not faring so well, but he's doing well.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know, they're just having trouble within the league as far as getting wins, but as far as the league goes, Tyreek leading the way in scoring, I think, still.
Yeah, he's if he's not leading, he's amongst the leaders. He's right there. 3 points percentage is crazy high. That's been the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. The teams have switched ends of the court. Clay County is shooting the hoop to our right here as we start off this third quarter of action. And Bella Ashlock, who sat the entirety of the second quarter, back on the court now, and she's fouled from left block, going to the line to shoot two. Ashlock on the season, looking at her totals from the free throw line, 2 of 2, good for 100%. And missed the first one here tonight. On the floor for Coach Walker's team, starting this second half, Ashlock, who's at the line for another free throw. She's joined by Baker Walden, Lacey Wicks, Kendall Matthews, and Hallie Buford. Second one's away and good, and we've got a one-point game, 27-26. Tigerettes with the basketball. Clay County content to drop back in their half-court defense here. Warren with it at the elbow. Dishes off to Green in the paint. Works against Walden. That shot up and good. So Walden on the court.
She have a hard time guarding her. She's just too big.
Yeah, definitely a size mismatch there.
Yeah, and every time we kind of get out of the trap and they run, their half-court offense, that's where they go, Coach.
Yeah, which I don't blame them.
Walden in the paint, running floater, no good. Rebound by Tigerette. Bella Ashlock's going to get her third personal foul, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Three personals now. Poor Bella. Got an update from my wife, Tiffany Strong, down at that junior high game, 17-28 in the fourth. Sonic K-8 trailing Red Bull and Springs in that one. Tigerettes back with the basketball, trying to build on this three-point lead they currently enjoy, and they do it. Warren hits another big three-pointer. She hit one early in the first quarter to get the scoring started.
Like every time we cut it to one or two, they hit a couple of shots. That's back to six.
32-26 the score. 6:35 and ticking third quarter. Clay County with the ball, taking their time. Each kicks to Buford. Buford at right wing, wants the drive, gets to the block, spins, shoots, misses. I missed the call there.
Waller stepped on the baseline, I think. Looks like she's getting fouled, but no call for that.
You know, Clay County hadn't led in this contest, but they also haven't trailed by much. Five, the largest lead until now, as Macon County takes their largest so far in the ballgame at six.
Buford comes up with a steal, an opportunity to cut into that six-point lead here. Coach Walker up, talking to his girls from the sideline. Matthews with it, works the right wing, now back to the top. Gives to Buford. Hallie drives baseline. Layup. Good. 32-28. 4 points the difference. Shoulders beats the pressure. Gets to the Macon County front court. Sets up shop. Warren with it. Inside the green. Working against Walden. Backs her down. Kicks to Slayton. Back outside to Kirby. Three-pointer up and away. No good. Rebound Buford. Hallie with it. Sets up at right wing. Each comes, rotates to the elbow, double high post now from Walden and Eads. Baylor with it, steps outside the arc, back to Hallie, step back three, no good, rebounded by Wicks. Clay County with another chance here, looking for points to cut into this four-point Macon County lead, 32-28 currently. Baseline drive out of Matthews, and one of those touchy fouls now called against Macon.
Good. They call one on them.
You see Coach Walker making an effort to try to get Buford involved here in the second half. Multiple set plays for her so far.
Thought was going to steer, pull the trigger on a three on the inbound. Thought better of it, though. They swing it around the perimeter. Back now to Hattie. Joining Buford on the floor, Matthews, Walden, Wicks, and Eads. Buford in the paint, kicks out to Matthews, swings to Eads. Eads going to drive, kicks to Walden. Shot fake, drive, kick to Matthews. Now Buford going to penetrate. Shot no good, rebounded by the Tigerettes, and a foul called on Walden. Just trying to fight for possession of the basketball and called for the foul. 4:26 mark of this third quarter as Halen Garrison checks in and Lacey Wicks checks out. Clay County going to try a bit of pressure here on the inbound. Tigerettes beat it. Lady Dogs trying to win their fourth straight here tonight. Winners of the last three over Whipple, East Rob, and Jackson County. Only loss of the season. 1 point opening game loss to Cannon County, 52-53. Green cleans it up inside with a rebound and putback. Macon back up by six, 34-28. Coach just comparing scores. I saw, you know, Red Bullen lose to Cannon by 25 points, 50-75. So us only losing to them by one, kind of promising there.
Yeah.
Walden's three-pointer good, her second of the night. She's got a ways to go to catch the single-game leader, though. Coach Sims all the way back in 1998, her senior campaign sharpshooter, Michelle Chambers, knocked down 8 three-pointers against Macon County.
Yeah, she had a good night.
Of course, Oakland Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and one of the few individuals who went and played a complete and successful college career.
She had a great career down at Swanee. Probably held some records when she got done. They've probably been broken by now, but she was the same way, real good three-point shooter down there.
Am I correct in saying an All-American 1 year maybe down there for that level of play?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, honorable mention or something like that, you know. But
Tigerettes on the inbound, and a turnover. I kind of missed it. All I know, it's black, purple, and no ball.
Yeah, me too.
I think Macon County player dribbled it on the base of the sideline there, out of bounds.
An opportunity here for Clay County to draw within one or perhaps tie, depending on shot selection. Over halfway through this third quarter, 3:10 and ticking. Eads with it. Getting close to a five-second call. Dishes off to Walden. Walden, I'd like to see one-on-one drive here against Green. And here's what, here it comes. Drives the right side, shot up, blocked by Green. Green won that battle. I still like Walden's chances. I'd like to see it again. Slayton, step back, jump shot, no good. Goes out of bounds.
You mentioned Walden. She's a leading scorer in this ball game. She's got a cool dozen with that last three, Daniel. 12 points for her. We see Kaylee Slayton's got 11 from Macon County. Green into double figures with 10. So several players into double figures so far.
2:45 and ticking third quarter. Macon 34, Clay 31. Buford out top, gives to Wicks. Now back to Buford. In the corner, Hallie, baseline drive, gets to the hoop, and is fouled. Kirby called for the personal.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Yeah, Cannon beat Red Bull in like what, 25 or something. And,
yeah.
Cannon beat us one, but Red Bull and Jackson went into overtime.
That's true.
So, hard to compare scores.
Yeah, it is. I like to do it when it favors us.
I do too. Yeah, you figure, well, they beat them 25, beat us one, well, beat them 24, you know.
Well, that's what, you know, the typical fan wants to say that about coaching sometimes, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you do so-and-so or whatever? So not always that simple.
No.
Buford knocks down both of those, drawing Clay County within one. How are you going to get a break here at the 2:32 mark of this third quarter? On the floor for Coach Walker, Natalie Smith, Lacey Wicks, Kendall Matthews, Ella Eads, and Megan Walden.
Buford enters double-figure territory with those two free throws, Daniel. She's got 10.
The trap between Eads and Wicks creates a Macon County travel. And the Lady Dogs back with possession of the ball here and an opportunity to take their first lead of the contest. More sub in Ashlock and Buford back on the floor.
Yeah, he's putting them in on offense, taking them out on defense when he can.
Wicks with it, works to Buford, Hallie wanting to drive. Goes down the right side, steps into the paint, shot good. Patented Buford Euro step there.
First lead of the game.
35-34, as Coach Sims said, first lead of the game for Coach Walker's squad here. Macon County trying to regain the lead on this possession, but it's not going to happen as Lacey Wicks knocks it loose into the backcourt.
There you go.
And it is Ella saving it from going out of bounds. Well, Eads was going to have a shot from left block and a foul called.
They saved it for us.
Ellis called for the personal. Second personal foul for freshman Sheridan Ellis. Ella Eads inbound. Works into Ashlock. Ashlock going to drive to the hoop. Here we go. Lay up good. Timeout taken here by Coach Walker. 30-second variety. Minute 33 mark of this third quarter. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night. 37-34.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Lady Bulldog basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where the Lady Dogs have claimed their first lead of the ball game and they've extended it to 3 points. They're up 37-34, 1:33 left here in the third quarter. Kind of putting it all together. Hallie Buford into double figures with six in the quarter. She's got 12.
Buford capable of scoring a bunch in a hurry. Tiger Ranch gets it across the timeline. Slayton with it at left wing. In a trap. Works out of it. There's those freshmen again. Smith and Garrison out top. Tiger Ranch go down low, though, and it's another freshman for them. Ellis comes up with the bucket. 37-36. 30 Dogs up by one. Double dribble call against Eads, and she's perplexed. Not sure what she did wrong there.
I didn't see no double dribble. I thought she might have carried it.
Minute 5 and ticking on the inbound for Macon County. Lady Dogs up by one. Slayton with it at the free throw line. Kicks back out to Ellis. Now shoulders top of the key. Down low to Slayton. Her driving shot no good. Green with the rebound. She's a vacuum cleaner down there. Pulling in those loose ball rebounds. Hits the shot. Draws the foul. Goes to the line. Big three-point play opportunity for the Tigerettes.
Put them back up by one.
Yeah, Macon County reclaims the lead. You know, Green is a good player down there. She you know, got good size, but she can also put the ball in the hole, Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows what she's capable of and stays within her parameters and does a good job of it. And it's good from the free throw line. Completes that three-point play, building a two-point time grant lead is head coach Caitlin Thompson wants a timeout to talk to her squad. 48.9 seconds left in this third quarter. We'll play one ad, be right back. Macon leads by two.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where the Lady Dogs are back behind. They're down 39-37, under a minute to go here in the third.
40 seconds and ticking. Wicks with it out top, picks up the dribble, going to be taken away by the Tiger Ranch as she tried to work to ease. A foul call, shot's no good. Foul call on the floor. Lacey Wicks picks up her second personal, actually her third personal. Going to be two shots anyway, as that's the fifth team foul of a quarter. So the Tiger Edge had lined to shoot two. It's going to be freshman Sheridan Ellis. That foul count will reset at the end of the third. Macon County up by three. With Ellis' made free throw. Another one coming. It's away. Also good. 4 points to lead for Macon County. 34.8 seconds as Eads gets the inbound from Walden. Ella passes across the timeline. Buford down low to Wicks. Back to Ashok. Her shot in the paint. Good. Assist by Wicks. Bucket by Ashok. 15 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Making up by two, trying to extend on the lead, 41-39, down to 10 seconds with it. Kirby kicks it cross court to Austin, back to Kirby. Now shoulders left wing. Kirby free throw line, the drive, layup, no good, buzzer sounds. It remains tied at the end of three. It was a two-point difference at the half. It's a two-point difference here at the end of three. Macon County 41, Clay County 39.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog basketball presented by Upton A Funeral Home, where Clay County trails Macon County 41-39 headed into the fourth quarter. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, and they're being led by Baylor Walton, Hallie Buford, both with 12 points. Bella Ashlock has 8, Lacey Wicks 2, Ella Eats 3, and Halen Garrison 2. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Tigers with the ball to start this fourth quarter. They do lead by two, 41-39. On the floor for Coach Walker, the original five starters. No, that's not true. Ella Eads had the start. We've got Walden down low right now instead of Eads. So it's Matthews, Ashlock, Walden, Wicks, and Buford on the floor. Of course, Madison Hayes out with an ankle injury. She sustained down at Gainesburg the other night in the 44-38 win over the Lady Blue Devils. Macon content to take time here, and nearly a turnover. Green comes up with a loose ball, though, keeps it alive for the Tigerettes. Kirby works left, picked up by Walden. Gives back the shoulders, who's defended by Matthews. Already making his chewed up a minute 20. We're down to 6:35 and ticking. And a travel call.
Good.
That's one downfall, I suppose, Coach, to trying to slow it down. You increase the opportunity to make a mistake.
Yeah. Well, hell, if our minute 25, you know, it's hard to hold it for a long time.
Of course, some would argue high school needs a shot clock. A lot of varying opinions on that. I kind of like it how it is.
I do, too.
Buford, three-pointer.
Yeah.
Good. Clay County back in front thanks to the deep dagger from senior Hallie Buford. Buford came into tonight's contest
averaging right at 18 points a game, Daniel.
Only 2 of 8 on the year from three. And that's a number that only increased of 25% for Buford coming into tonight's contest.
Is what, 2 out of 8?
2 of 8 is what the stats that I have shown. Hang on now. Check out. That was Halen Garrison's numbers. Buford, 7 of 20.
Okay, that's
for 35%. Walden with a steal here. Gives back to Ashlock. Bella slows it down. Gives to Matthews. Now Buford. Buford also shooting 91% from the free throw line. 19 of 21 coming into the night.
It's good.
5:30 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Clay County with a one-point lead. Three-pointer taken by Matthews. No good. Rebounded by Walden. Power dribbling. She's fouled. And you see that aggressiveness of Walden. She's capable of being pretty fiery out there.
I really like her. She's a good player.
Great player. Only going to get better just a sophomore.
Before, you know, she was 3-4 inches taller. Man, she would be. She's a really good post player. But
yes, she is.
Has a hard time against some big old girls.
Pretty well rounded because she can shoot outside.
Yeah.
Has 2 threes tonight. As Ashlong shoots the
shot.
Silky smooth jumper from 8 feet. 44-41, 3 points the lead now for Clay County. 5:10 and ticking, fourth quarter. Kirby with it out top, defended by Wicks. Picks up the dribble. Lacey all over, has to give off to Shoulders. Shoulders defended by Ashlaw. A screen by Slayton. Over to Kirby, back to Shoulders. 4:45 and ticking, fourth quarter. 44-41, Clay County with the three-point lead. Shoulders wants to drive against Ashlaw. She's not going to be able to do that, I assure you. Ends up giving off to Kirby. Back to Shoulders. Now a baseline drive from Kirby, who's turned away by Wicks. Back outside to Shoulders. Cross court hadn't called her name in a while. Walrus.
It's a great defensive possession there for the Lady Bulldogs. We see the senior, Kendall Matthews, coming up with a turnover there.
What's it called? We got the ball.
Yeah, Clay County ends up with a possession. Wouldn't a jump ball, I don't guess.
I didn't see the indication if it was, but I don't know.
Lady Dogs halfway through this fourth quarter. It's going quickly, and they have a chance to extend on this three-point lead. Walden with it, right wing, passes baseline to Wicks. Now back out top to Matthews, swung to Buford. Down low to Ashlock against Green, quickly back outside. A lot of quick passing. Wicks, 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Ellis, foul by Buford. Hallie's third personal, I believe. First team foul of the quarter by Clay County. Fourth personal, actually, for Hallie. So Coach Walker going to bring her to the bench. Sophomore Ella Eads going to check back in.
And midway through this fourth quarter, Daniel, 5 points scored in the period, all by Clay County.
3:45 and ticking. Thanks to that 5-0 run. 44-41 the score. Clay with a three-point lead. No better time than to have that lead than as we get into the short minutes here of this fourth and final quarter. And now a foul called against Ashlock. That's her fourth personal, I believe. So Buford with four on the bench. Ashlock with four. She comes to the bench. On the floor for Coach Walker. Walden, Wicks, Eads, Smith, who just checked in, and Matthews. Freshman Natalie Smith defending Shoulders out top. She hands off to Kirby. Kirby defended by Eads. Ella all over there. Gives it back off to Ellis. Ellis inside the Green. That's the match they want. Nice double team, no help by Wicks. Forces the pass back outside. Walden holding her own against Green. And now a foul called against Wicks, I guess, for looking at the girl too hard.
I guess.
Fourth personal for Lacey. So three different Lady Dogs on the verge of extinction. Wicks going to stay and play with her personals. Actually, they called it against Baylor, it looks like, instead of against Wicks. Tigrettes on the inbound. Now another foul called. I believe Walden going to get this one.
That's be four on us. So the next one, they'll be in the double bonus.
So only three personals for Wicks, but now also three for Walden. And as coach said, one more team foul. Going to send Tiger Ants to the line to shoot two the rest of the way. 2:58 remaining. Is the free throw is good by Kirby. Drawing Macon back within two. Clay up 44-42. Natalie Smith and Ella Eads check out. Putting Ashlong, Buford, Wicks, Walden, and Matthews on the floor. Kirby hits both free throws. Macon County's had a real good night from the free throw line. And they've shot several from that mark. Clay up by one. 2:45 left in this fourth quarter. Long time. In terms of basketball, it's Walden. No, it's Matthews.
Good pass, good shot.
Ashlock with the assist. Kendall Matthews with the finish from left block. Matthews' first points of the night, I believe, and they came at a huge time.
Yeah, the seniors played pretty good down the stretch. Created a turnover earlier, been playing good half-court defense. Clay County has, and then getting the payoff there with the bucket, Daniel. Playing some big-time minutes here.
Clay up by three. 46-43. 2:10 left in this contest. Ellis with it, right corner for the Tiger Reds. Wicks with the steal. Gives up to Buford. Lacey Wicks taking it away from the freshman Ellis. And Hallie Buford going to slow it down. Coach Walker up, as you can probably see on the video feed, sending in the instructions here. Minute 45 left in this one. Ashok going to isolate against Green, perhaps. Coach, what do you think we're looking for here? Just a good, solid shot?
No,
we're
going to
force a foul.
We're looking to hold the ball, run the clock out.
And here we go. We cannot hold on. A turnover. Ellis comes up with it for the Tiger Reds. Macon County, offensive end. Kirby's layup good. Back to a one-point game. Getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Minute 15 and ticking. Clay with the one-point lead, 46-45. Buford out top, under pressure. Works off to Ashlong. Bella back to Hattie. Macon with only one team foul here. So Clay County a long way from the bonus, and that's a good thing in one extent. But it's not going to matter. It's another turnover. Walden has it taken away by Macon, and a timeout taken by head coach Caitlin Thompson, whose Tiger Reds are in position to reclaim the lead. 52.5 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Macon trailing 45-46 to the Lady Dogs.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina. Clay County's clinging, the Lady Dogs are, to a one-point lead here, under a minute to play, Daniel.
52.5 ticks left on the fourth quarter clock. 46-45 the score. Tiger Reds on the inbound. Macon with it. Inside the Green, and a foul call. Veteran official Dyer making the call. Baylor Walden picks up her fourth personal. They are really protecting the basketball.
Yeah, they're a lot of fouls.
Green, a perfect 3-for-3 from the line tonight. Make it 4.
And here's where you get into, if you're trailing and you're in the bonus, with those 5 fouls, it's to your favor. Green knocks down both of those free throws. Macon County reclaims a 1-point lead. 38 seconds and ticking here in this fourth quarter. Lady Dogs got to have points to reclaim the lead. Walden with it, right wing. Kicks out to Matthews, who gives up Buford. Now Ashlock out top. Down to 25 seconds. Walden, three-pointer, right wing, pulls the trigger. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Bell's put back. Going to be fouled. .4 seconds left in the contest. Lady Dogs trailing by 1. Ashok hit the line to shoot 2. First one's away.
Good.
And good. Big shot. Tie ball game, 47-47. Ashok with another one coming. It's away. No good. Rebounded by Macon. Timeout taken. We'll just stay on air here. Let me check and see if it's a full or a 30. Going to be a full timeout. Only a 30. Coach, we'll stay on. I don't know. Looks like they're sitting now. We're going to stay on air anyway here. 17.2 seconds remaining. Time all game, 47-47. If you're Coach Walker in the huddle, what are you telling the girls?
To play solid defense, you know, not get a reach and put them on the line for sure.
What do you anticipate making, trying to do, go inside the green?
I probably will, you know. I would.
Yeah, we've seen Green be doubled when she's catching it here in this fourth quarter. You know, look for a kick out for maybe a three-point shot here. I know you don't need it to win at the tie ball game, 47
all. If they shoot and miss, don't let them get the rebound. I've lost games on the second shot, you know.
Right. Of course, I don't have a tally of timeouts. I'm assuming Clay County with some left in their pocket. We've not taken five, I know.
I don't think so.
You go ahead if you pull down the rebound. If you're Clay County, do you immediately call a timeout and talk about what you want to do?
Well,
or do you just let momentum carry back?
How much time is, you know, if we get the ball back, you probably do, you know, because you've almost got to call a timeout to get it down the floor.
We'll pan the camera back here. Macon County going to be inbound and against pressure. Clay County going to try to deny this inbound pass. 17.2 seconds. Tiger Reds inbound. Tie ball game, 47-47. Kirby with it. Crosses the timeline. Works at the top of the key. Pulls up on the dribble. Thought about a three. Goes inside the green. Power dribble. She travels. And Clay County comes back over. Coach, you called it before the officials. She drugged the foot.
She did.
And now the timeout being taken by Coach Walker. He does call a full timeout. We're going to play one half. Come back and make sure we catch this 4.7-second regular fourth quarter finish.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. 4.7 seconds left. It's a tie game at 47. Coach, who do we go to here?
Well, I'd go to Hallie if I could, or Bella, you know. It really doesn't matter. You just got a 4.7. Whoever gets a good look has got to take it, you know. It'd be nice if we could pass it a good ways down the court.
Going to have to inbound, go full court, as you say. No pressure. Here is the pass, 4.7. Buford with it. Whistles blow. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. All right, let's just stay on this time. 1.3 seconds. Now, Coach, where will we inbound from? Right at half court, right over there?
Yeah, over there about where the ball is, just across the center line. You know, you want to try to get a pass somewhere around the paint to where it's a decent shot. You know, you might have time to take a dribble, but you're not going to have much, you know.
Who typically, I guess I should know this from Connie, who typically is doing their inbounding? It's going to be Walden, I think, probably inbounding?
I don't even know. Usually, my three-girl used to throw it in most of the time. Now, we had a sideline play where you could go from out of bounds to the block, you know, be isolation down there. And I think Matt still runs that play some. I don't know if he'll do it here or not. But
well, here's the good news. We're not trailing. 47-47, so regardless of whether this is a successful play, we're not going to lose here in regulation. Macon won't have time to do anything unless they deny an inbound pass in 5 seconds and reclaim possession. That'd be about the only way.
Yeah.
Walden to inbound. The girls in the stack. Now they break out. Buford with it. Going to have a look at the buzzer. No good. What a great shot. Just did not fall. Four quarters, not enough to get it done in this non-region matchup, non-district matchup between AAA Macon County and single-A Clay County, 47-47. We'll have a four-minute overtime quarter coming right up.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. And we've got free basketball here tonight, as they say, Daniel. Headed into overtime, tied at 47, the Lady Dogs and the Tigerettes from Macon County. Pretty good game so far, Coach.
Yeah, it's been a good game. After we quit throwing it to them there in the first half, we played pretty well. And they have, too.
Going to be Slayton and Buford stepping in to tip it off for this four-minute overtime period. The first one, anyway. This thing's been tight throughout. Buford controls the tip, gets it to Walden. Walden kicks to Ashlock. Nearly a turnover. Held on to, though, by Buford as the ball was deflected by Tigerette. On the floor for Clay County, Matthews, Walden, Ashlock, Wicks, and Buford. Buford with it right wing. They swing it around to Walden. Cross court to Buford. She fires a three. Looks good from here.
Yes.
Yeah! A big shot by Buford. Gives Clay County a three-point lead, 50-47.
She walked.
Slayton with it. Of course, Clay County in some foul trouble here. Buford with four. Ashok with four. Walden with three. Wicks with three. Macon is in the bonus due to the five team fouls that Clay County committed in the fourth quarter. So even a common foul would give the Tigerettes two shots. Kirby to the line, and here's the foul. It's just keeping the hand on the hip as the girl drives past. You just can't do that tonight.
No.
It's not a push or anything like that. Just simply the presence of your hand on the hip is enough. So Wicks, I believe, picks up her fourth personal.
Hey, she missed one.
Kirby misses the free throw.
She'll miss the next one.
50-47, Clay with a three-point lead. Kirby releases the second. It's good. Now 2 points the lead for Clay County. 2:45 and ticking in overtime. Ashlock with it. Top of the key. Passes left to Buford in the corner. Hallie going to work it back out. Clay County content to chew some time. They do have a two-point lead. 50-48, 2:25 and ticking. Matthews with it, under pressure, gets it over to Buford. Hallie going to drive, tried to get to Ashlock, going to be stolen by the Tigerettes. It was a good idea,
yeah.
But the pass never got to Bella on the block. Kirby with it, steps back, kicks to Slayton, inside to Green. Pass nearly stolen. Green with it, though, her layup. Going to be no good, but a foul called against Ashlock. Bella going to foul out. And once again, a lot of nights, that's simply not a foul.
Yeah, this has been about the closest ref game I've seen in a while.
And, you know, it's been consistent. It's been both sides. I just don't personally like this style of play and style of calling.
Green at the line. She's perfect on the night, Daniel, and she stays that way. She also leads Macon County with 16 points.
Definitely not the person we want at the charity stripe. She draws the Tigerettes back within one. 50-49, the score. Second one's away. No good. Misses the first. Rebound Walden. Clay going to hang on to a precious one-point lead here. 50 to 49, minute 50 left in this overtime quarter. Matthews with it, passes ahead to Eads, cross court to Buford. Hagen, a step back at the wing under pressure, gets away from shoulders, passes back to Ella out top. Matthews at left wing, defended by Slayton, drives baseline and a foul call. Third team foul against Macon here in the fourth and now overtime period. Fourth period fouls simply carry into overtime as far as team fouls go. Eads inbound from the Clay County baseline. Minute 34 to go. She works into Wicks. Now to Walden. Walden has had what I'll call a breakout game here tonight early in her sophomore campaign. Had a ton of scoring in the third quarter that kept the Lady Dogs in this. Matthews under pressure. Ball knocked out of bounds from behind. Got an update on that junior high score going down at Spina K-8 at halftime. Low scoring game. 8-9 in favor of Red Bull and Springs.
That boys?
Yeah. Yeah, girls lost a close one. Single possession loss by them, 27-30. Red Bullen with the win down at Bobby Barton Gym tonight. Minute 4 and ticking here in this overtime frame. Eads with it. Works to Buford. Hallie puts on the brakes. And a foul call, fortunately. Four different Tigerettes all converging to trap out there.
Yeah.
Third team foul, actually fourth team foul. The next foul will send Clay County to the line to shoot two. Remember, the Lady Dogs are up by one, 50-49. 50 seconds and ticking now in this overtime period. Clay County trying to milk away the clock. Another foul called. Hadley Buford going to the line to shoot two. And if you were picking players to send up there, if you're a Clay County fan, Buford's the one you want.
Definitely.
Try to swing this camera around to catch the scoreboard for those of you watching on Facebook. 48.9 seconds on the clock. Buford at the line for two. First one's away. Good. Puts Clay County up by two, 51-49. Second one's away, also good. 3 points the lead. A lot more comfortable lead than a two-point lead.
Oh, yeah.
Tigerettes with it. 45 seconds left in overtime. Shoulders, drives inside, puts on the brakes, kicks to Green at the elbow. Now back out top to Slayton, who swings the shoulders. Back inside to Green. They're going to play for two. Shots up, left block, good. Back to a one-point game. 30 seconds and ticking. Buford with it in the backcourt. Passes to Eads. Ella across the timeline into a trap. A foul call.
No, timeout.
Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 21.2 seconds left in this overtime period. Clay County has the ball and a one-point lead. We'll be right back.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. We're in overtime where Clay County leads by 1 point. It's 52-51, 21.2 seconds left in the first extra period, Daniel. And, you know, it's been about Natalie Green from Macon County. She's got 18 points for the Tigerettes. And then you have Hallie Buford. She is into double-double figures with 20.
Clay Kenny on the inbound. 20 seconds and ticking. Eads in a trap. Turnover. Macon County with the ball. It's going to be Slayton in the front court. Shot's good. And there's a foul. Worst case scenario for Coach Walker's team right there. Lacey Weeks called for the personal. Her fourth. And I believe that's Kaylee Slayton, the sophomore, at the line, trying to complete the three-point play, making up by one, 53-52. Freshman Halen Garrison coming to check in for Lacey Wicks. Was that five then on Lacey? That is her fifth. She is fouled out. Bella Ashlock also is fouled out in this contest. So we've got Slayton at the line trying to complete the three-point play that would give Macon County a two-point lead. 12.1 seconds left here on this clock. Shots away. No good. Rebounded by Buford. Hallie with it. Crosses the timeline. Under 10 seconds to play. Clay County trailing by one. Shots up ahead. Yes! Time's going to expire here, man, for the last desperation shot at the buzzer. No good. Clay County, big winners here in overtime. Hallie Buford, what a finish to this contest. It looked like all hope was lost. Coach Sims down here, they missed the free throw. Buford gets the rebound, goes coast to coast for the winner. What a finish.
Shows what kind of player she is. I mean, you know, our biggest mistake was on the inbounds there. We didn't throw it to her.
Right.
I mean, Ella's a good little player, but she's a sophomore. Hallie's a senior. She should have had the ball right there. If they'd have fouled her, she'd have made the foul shots, the game would have been over probably. But that's the way it goes. You know, we came out on top. That's all that matters.
54-53, final score in overtime. Clay County moving to 4-1 on the year. What a win. Going to go to break here, come back, and do the Eco Panels Lady Doll Graph on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County basketball presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. It's time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog Wrap-Up. Coach, what a game we just witnessed between these two neighboring county teams. We saw a close one throughout. Clay County never led in this ball game until the start of the fourth quarter. Just kind of back and forth, a five-point lead in the first half was as much as Macon County had. They were up by two at the break.
and the same margin heading into the fourth before Buford and Ashlock kind of got going. They got into double figures, put Clay County up 44-41. But Macon County came roaring back down the stretch to tie it at 47 and send it into overtime. And then Hallie Buford doing her thing. All seven Clay County points scored by Hallie Buford down the stretch in overtime to win this one, Coach.
It shows what kind of player she is. I mean, I've been preaching her laurels for the last three or four years. You know, I've just always liked her. I mean, she's the real deal. I mean, she's a senior now. You know, she's got ice water in her veins. You know, she can hit the foul shot like she can take the hole and score like she did to win the game there. But, you know, like I said, it was a back-and-forth game. We didn't really have much of a control of it till the last quarter. We actually got up three there and trying to run clock. We turned it over a couple times, let them tie it up. But, you know, that's kids, you know. Everything's not perfect, but it's a great win, though, you know. Macon's, you know.
Well, how much does a win like that, you know, knowing you're down, come back and get a win like that, how much does that mean as far as momentum heading into the season like this?
I mean, quite a bit, you know, especially with so many young kids that we're playing. You know, he's playing nine, and, you know, two or three freshmen, two or three sophomores haven't played a lot. You know, Maddie's out tonight. So, you know, being a 3A school, that's a pretty good win, you know. I don't care if they have been down. You know, Macon County, man, they got a great history. When I was coaching, you know, Gary Carter was the coach, and they were always so big. I mean, I had good teams, and we seldom ever beat them. I think Daniel said there about 10-year stretch, we went like 4-16 against them or something. That's probably about right. Cause, I mean, they were good, and they continue that. Like I said, they've been down the last couple of years pretty bad, but, you know, won a state championship 3 years ago. So, you know, they know how to play basketball over there. They're coming back. They've got a good freshman class, and, you know, they'll get better every year.
And they got a really good player in Natalie Green in the paint. She finished with 18 points. Sheridan Ellis had 4. Cadence Walren had 6. Katie Jo Shoulders, 3. Layton Kirby had 9. And then Kaylee Slayton, Baker's dozen, she had 13. So almost 3 in double figures for that Macon County squad. You're right. They're much improved.
Yeah. The girl inside, she's a small team like us. You know, she can kind of have her way. She's playing against somebody, you know, 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2". Might be able to defend her a little better, but she's got pretty good moves down there, you know. Don't matter. So she's going to get some points every night, I think. She might not have as much success as she does against us because Baylor had to guard her, you know, most of the game because she had probably 5-6 inches on height on her, but she still did a really good job. So we doubled her and everything, but she still got a good amount of points, but you know, their guards are a lot better than they've been, seems like. They don't turn it over a whole lot. We was trying to trap a lot the first half, foul them like crazy. Tightest game I've seen called in a long time, you know.
It was.
It was bad. It was just tight.
It was very tight. You mentioned her, Baylor Walden. Kind of kept the Lady Dogs in this one, throughout
really
this game.
Good, you know,
picking up the slack for her senior teammate, Maddie Hayes, who's out with an ankle injury. She finished with 12 points tonight. Possibly a career high for her. Also played really good defense in the post. And, you know, a lot of young players contributed to this team, too.
They did. It would have been nice if Bella could have played a little more. She set the whole second quarter, then was just in and out the second half. But she made some big shots while she was in there.
She did. Played big down the stretch before fouling out. So Walden and Ashlock, both in double figures. Bella with 11, Walden with 12. Hallie Buford leading the way with 22 points, 7 of those coming in overtime. Kendall Matthews added a crucial bucket down the stretch. Lacey Wicks had 2. Ella Eads made a big three-pointer throughout, and Halen Garrison with 2 points. Coach, 54-53, kind of a turn into a high-scoring game there at the end. What a win for Clay County.
It was a great win, you know. Be ready for the next, whoever it is. I don't know who we play next.
We'll be at East Robertson on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Coach, appreciate you being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Folks, this Lady Dog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts.
your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exterior Boys 7A update. This past Friday, Clay County lost to Jackson County in a good contest, 61-66. Also on Friday, Pickett County beat Jellicoe, 78-39. And on Saturday, Pickett County beat Smith County, 69-34. Tonight's action, Pickett County at Stone Memorial, saw that that girls' game went into overtime just like ours. The Lady Bobcats and Coach Smith got the win in it. Clark Range's boys are up at Cumberland County. Saw where the Lady Buffaloes were defeated pretty handily by the Lady Jets. Clay County, of course, hosted Macon here tonight. And Gordonsville's boys are at Trousdale County. Redbone Springs, as far as I know, is idle. No District 7A games have been played yet. Overall, Clark Range is 2-0, Clay County 2-1, Gordonsville 3-0, Pickett County 4-0, and Redbone Springs 0-3. The boys 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead on this CarQuest pregame show and wrap it up with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlong Strong Insurance. Coach Watson will still be with us sometimes, I believe, here at home, but I think he's in Coolville at the hoop watching Grant Strong play basketball. So for the second broadcast in a row, we are pleased to be joined by Doug Strong, and we'll let him take care of this full coverage final word. So, Doug, we were talking about it before we came back on air here. Basically, a big rivalry matchup between these neighboring county schools, obviously non-district action, but it's personal when these two teams get together. And what would you like to see out of Coach Edwards and Clay County to try to get the win tonight?
Well, like I said, it's a big rivalry game. It's always been a big game with the two schools. I think what Coach Edwards will be looking for is to build on what he's been doing, getting the guys to get their legs under him. He wants to get the pace going, good solid defense, but paces are big. With this group, they want to get them down the floor with it. And I think that's what he's going to try to do tonight.
Of course, I always like to ask a similar question on this little segment. What did you see from last week, that loss at Friday, maybe that you'd like to see improved offensively? We had 61, scored enough. Maybe some defensive improvement, perhaps?
Definitely defensive improvement. I think that's going to be the – I mean, offensively, I think we're fine. We missed some shots we're normally going to hit when we get our legs under us, but – defense is going to be the key. If we play good, solid D, score 61, 62 points, we're going to have a chance to win every night.
There you go, folks. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashlong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now to announce the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. First of all, the Macon County Tigers, they are the visiting team. Wear their blue travel jerseys tonight, white lettering and numbers on those jerseys. Their head coach, a veteran, Mike Owens, very familiar with him here in Bulldog Country, many years as the head coach of Redbone Springs. Spent one season back in 1999 as the head coach of the Clay County Bulldogs and had a good year back then. They are 2-2 this year, have lost to Bledsoe County and Livingston, have wins over Glencliff and Monterey. Starting for Macon County, I've actually only got four of them. Mark Thomas might be able to give me the fifth. I don't know. Senior number one, Brady Driver. Junior number 30, Kason Gregory. A senior number 32, Dalton Hudson. And a junior number 15, Corey Shrum.
20.
Looks like number 20, a junior, Braylon Flowers, out there joining them. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team here tonight. Wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on those, gold trim around them. The head coach, Rob Edwards, 24th season overall, 528 wins to 203 losses, a 2-1 record this year. They do have a one-game losing streak coming into this contest. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Lance Burchett, a junior number 10, Nate Adams, a senior number 22, Weston Burble. Senior number 24, Andrew Smith, and a senior number 30, White Browning. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Got an update from that junior high game that's going on at Bobby Bartlett Gym, 22-20. Coach Marty Maxfield and his Bulldogs in the lead with 2:25 to go. Almost time to get this one started. As we mentioned, Macon County a bigger school. They play out of District 9 AAA. Remember, there are four classes now, four public school classes, that is, in basketball. I believe Macon was AA before the expansion a few years ago. Going to be Weston Birdwell stepping in against Dalton Hudson to tip for control of the opening possession. Clay County going to control it. They worked at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Nate Adams with it, leading scorer on this squad for Coach Edwards. Yeah. Nate with it out top. Swings over to Lance at the left wing. Now back to Nate. Three-pointer. Right wing, good. That's a great start.
Nice ball movement to get him that open shot, too.
Here's some pressure. Clay County coming up with a steal. Weston Merble in the paint. His shot no good. Rebounded by Hudson. Actually, that was Gregory on the rebound for the Tigers. Making County to their hoop. Missed the shot. Hudson collects it. Puts it back. No good. Rebound this time, Nate Adams. Nate, full head of steam. Cross the timeline into the front court. Bounce past the Merble. His shot good from that block. And a timeout taken by Coach Owens. Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs with their foot on the gas right out of the gate. 5-0 the score, 7-10 mark, first quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. Clay County off to a fast start. They're up 5-0 early, Daniel.
Macon County trying to answer here. They have it in the hands of Corey Trum at left wing, who gives off to Flowers. Flowers with it out top, gives back to Trum at the wing. All seniors and juniors on this squad, pretty much. It looks like for Coach Owens, a bit of a strange thing. I assume he has maybe a freshman team. You know, about 1,000 kids in that Macon County school. You've got to think he's got some underclassmen somewhere. Macon County just looking for an opening here in this Clay County defense. Coach Edwards' squad's always known for their good defense. As Doug alluded to during the full coverage final word, and I know Coach Edwards wants to get back to that defensive identity as junior Tayson Gregory knocks down the three-pointer. PA announcer announced it. It's Hudson, I believe, Gregory on the triple there. And here's Nate Adams with his second. Single-game three-point leader in the Edwards era against Macon County. We have a tie there with five apiece between Sailor Walden and Ethan Birdville. Both of those guys outstanding players during their time. Nate off to a good start, though, Doug. Two of them already.
Yeah, got good looks. Got his feet set and just knocked them down.
Looks like Tech failed tonight to Western Carolina in their contest. Score just coming in. 69-65, the final there. Macon County with the basketball in front of us. Playing methodical, playing slow. Three-pointer taken and hit. Brady Driver, the senior. Doug, we gave up a lot of threes down at Jackson County. Going to have to step out and defend those things. Nate Adams, a bit of a heat check there, and tried another three-pointer. No good on that one. Tigers with the rebound. Clay County with a two-point lead, though, 8-6. 5-12 mark of this first quarter. Baseline drive by Macon County. They kick back outside. Trum with it, right wing. Goes to the elbow. Just a lot of outside passing. Hudson posted up down low against Browning. They don't go inside with it, though.
I got 32 as Gregory, Daniel, and 30 as Hudson.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that's correct.
So the three was by Hudson Gregory, the big guy in the post battling with Wyatt Browning.
I appreciate that correction. I had pulled some information offline earlier.
So Gregory with the first bucket.
Knotted it up at 8. Halfway through this first quarter. Nate Adams with it. Steps baseline. Steps back. Shoots off a glass and makes it in. Adams with 8 of Clay County's 10 in this one. Dogs do have a two-point lead. Trum with it, left corner. Baseline pass inside. Back out to Trum now. Hudson with it out top.
You know, two pretty evenly matched teams, it looks like, to me, size-wise and athletically so far.
Inside pass taken away by Clay County. Nate Adams comes up with the outlet pass ahead to Bird. Well, Weston in the paint, shot up. No good, but he's fouled. Weston going to go to the line to shoot two. First foul of the contest. A lot of fouls called in that girls' game.
Yeah, a lot of fouls.
Very consistent, but very, very touchy. Neither team able to play very physically.
Yeah.
Birdwell's good on that first free throw from the line. We had a request to try to zoom in closer. Thomas, we'll try that. Don't know what it'll do as we pan the camera. Of course, we had that real tight view from Jackson County the other night. I know it was a fun watch, I'm sure, on Facebook. I have to zoom back out. The only problem is in these tighter shots, I have to pan it more. Of course, I think what the fans see on Facebook is a little different than what I see on the viewfinder. So we'll have to do a little research here. Macon County with the ball. Clay County with a four-point lead, though. Baseline drive by Tiger kicks it back outside to a teammate. Flowers with it, works against Westmoreland, who's checked in. Kyron Westmoreland, the senior, had a good night down at Gainesboro, hit a couple threes to keep Clay County in it the other night. Inside move, swatted out of bounds by Browning.
Good defense right there by the seniors, Birdwell and Browning in the post, Doug. You're going to have that against Gregory.
Definitely good, solid post. Again, this two games in a row, we've had a nice post out to defend.
Tigers on the inbound here. Cross court pass in the hands of Driver now. Nolan Adams in defending him. Just real methodical here out of Macon County. A lot of perimeter passing.
Yeah, trying to, like Doug said, try to work it into the post. Clay County doing a good job in the half-court defense so far.
And that's one thing Coach Orange is known for, to get the patience and just work to get what he likes.
Yeah, we saw him do it at Redbone Springs with Dalton Marsh and several other post players there. Especially in a contest like this where you know Clay County wants to get up and down, just like you said, Doug.
Foul call against Wyatt Browning. Going to send Kaysen Gregory, the junior, to the line. Gregory to shoot two. First one's away and good. Minute 42 left to play in this first quarter. Clay County with a lead, 12-9. Dogs with the ball, 2 points the lead, 12-10. Cole Eads is checked into the contest. He has the right wing, shoots it from the right elbow, no good. Lance Burgett called for a foul. Making with a chance to tie or take a lead, depending on shot selection here. Minute 15 and ticking in the first. Down to the post, making goes. Now back outside. Baseline drive to the hoop. Another foul call. Lance Burchett picks up his second personal. Minute 5 mark up this first quarter. Tigers going to inbound from their own baseline. Wyatt Browning and Nolan Adams checking in. Lance Burchett and Cole Eads checking out, joining Nolan and White on the floor. Andrew Smith, Nate Adams, and Weston Birdwell. Foul called on Weston Birdwell. Fighting for position on inbound.
Yeah, little physical there.
Tigers shot inbound again. They're working in the Krantz at left wing. 1 minute left here in the first quarter. Looked to me like Casey Gregory got away with a travel there.
Yeah, good help by Nate Adams right there in the post. That's what we saw down in Jackson County. I'd say when Gregory gets a catch, we may be doubling him.
I think we'll see that a lot tonight because he's similar to what we've seen there tonight. So I think we'll have to get out of his hands some.
Nate Adams walks it slowly across the timeline. 48 seconds and ticking here in this first quarter. Nate standing right out at the half court. Dogs up by two, 12 to 10. Krantz steps up to defend Nate, doesn't pressure him enough to make him move. Hands off to brother Nolan. Now Andrew Smith down to 15 seconds. Down to 7 seconds. Three-pointer. Nate Adams, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Macon County. Dogs with an inbound chance. 3.9 seconds on the clock.
Good job by Cole Leeds getting the box out right there to get the extra possession. Would have been an offensive rebound and putback, probably.
Yeah, that was a nice work for him.
Nolan Adams inbound. Works into Cole Leeds. 3 seconds. Andrew Smith with it deep. Three ball. Just a little off. Too strong off the back of the iron. At the end of one, it's Macon County 10, Clay County 12. Stay with us.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. Here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County so far, and Nate Adams has 8 points and Western Burwell 4 to give Clay County this 12-10 lead here headed into the second quarter. Brady Driver 3, Dalton Hudson 3, and Casey Gregory has 4 for Macon County. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County with possession to start this second quarter. Original 5 starters on the floor for Coach Edwards. Nate Adams with it out top. Birdwell sets up at the free throw line with Lance Burgeon. White rounding down on the left block. Screens being set. Adams, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Hudson. Dogs up by 2, 7:30 and ticking. Second quarter, little alley-oop inside to Gregory, could not get it. Flowers inbound. Macon continuing here just to work in the paint, try to get open, and pass around the perimeter in the meantime. Now a drive from Driver. No good on the shot. Rebound Lance Burchett. Lance quickly across the timeline into the Clay County front court. Takes the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Macon. Clay County came out hot, scored 5 points in the first 50 seconds. Since then, in the next over 8 minutes of game time, only 7 points scored. giving them 12, making 10.
Yeah, it's been kind of a, like you said, you used the word methodical. That's definitely what it's been, a half-court game so far, Doug.
Yeah, that's where they want it. You know, we want to push that pace. They want it to be a half-court game.
Making the inbound off the foul. Working into the driver, who's defended by Nolan Adams. Brown in the corner.
Browning getting a breather here, so Weston Birdwell draws Gregory in the paint.
Tigers work inside. Gregory with it. Kicks back outside. Three-pointer taken and hit by McCade Nix. Tigers take their first lead of the contest, 13-12. Burchett with it out top. Pass taken away. Driver with it for Macon. Comes to the other end looking for points. Sets up at left wing. Tries to work inside. Good defense there. Denies that pass. They swing the flowers. Now back inside again. And another bucket by McCade Mix. And Coach Edwards wants a 30-second timeout. 5:49 mark of this second quarter. Macon County has a three-point lead, 15-12.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where Clay County now trails 15-12 here early in the second quarter, Daniel. And the Tigers have scored the last 7 straight in this one.
Oh, yeah, he's got that's what makes his game go. He's got to attack, make them defend.
I have been muted, and now I'm back on live. Tyner Westmore knocking down the three. I appreciate Teresa Bowles there making the comment on Facebook Live. I have been muted. I apologize for that. 4:12 and ticking here in this second quarter. Macon County up 17-15, trying to extend on that lead. Two shots from point-blank range missed by Dalton Hudson. Clay County coming away with the rebound. Nate Adams with it, goes coast-to-coast, draws a foul.
Big shot by the senior Kyler Westmore to kind of break the drought for Clay County, and you see them getting it up and down immediately after. Just a little confidence for this Bulldog team.
Nate Adams in the line to shoot free throws here, looking at season totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows. We see Nate 4 of 9 from the free throw line this year. That's correct. Only good for 44% coming into tonight's contest.
That's a little understandable early with these football kids because free throws are legs.
That's
and right now they've not got those basketball legs. So.
Yeah, I thought that was what was so impressive about Wyatt Browning's play down at Jackson County.
Yeah.
You know, he had to play hard on both ends, defensively and offensively, and, you know, only a week or so into the basketball season.
Nate missing that second free throw. Hit the first, missed the second. Makes it a one-point game. 17-16 in favor of Macon County and their head coach, Mike Owens. Jump ball called over in the corner. Possession arrow in favor of Macon County. On the floor for Clay County, Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, Andrew Smith, Connor Westmore, and Weston Birdwell. If you're tuning in late to this, when the girls got a big overtime win, 54-53, last second buzzer beater by Hanley Buford, gave Coach Walker and the ladies the win.
Yeah, much more exciting game than this one has been, for sure. We're, you know, about 3 minutes left here in the first half, and neither team has hit 20 yet.
Three-pointer taking a miss by Hudson, rebounded by Westmoreland, who has it back in the front court. Nate Adams now on the shot, no good, off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Braylon Flowers for Macon County.
A little trap action here out of the Dogs.
3 minute mark of this second quarter. Here's a turnover. Nate Adams comes up with a loose ball after Weston Burble deflected. Nate all the way, coast to coast. Shot's good. 2:45 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County in front by one. 18-17.
You see Coach Evers trying to speed things up here with the trap, trying to create a turnover. In the
Three-pointer taken by Driver. No good. Rebound Adams. Nate with it, headed the other way, crosses the timeline, drives inside, draws a foul, and he scores. Will they count the shot?
I believe they will. It looked like he's counting it. He did count that bucket.
For an offensive player like Nate, there's no reason the way they're calling this contest not to drive every time.
And I think that was the key there tonight. I mean, we only shot 8 free throws. That means we wouldn't aggress it to the rim. Tonight, we're aggressive to the rim. That's going to get us to the line.
Timeout taken by Macon County. Full timeout. 2:23 mark of this second quarter. Clay County up by 3.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. Nate Adams at the line, Daniel.
Missed that free throw. Did not complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way, but he got the 2 points in front of it to give Clay County a three-point lead, 20-17, 2:10 and ticking here in this second quarter. Macon County with the ball, firing the three left wing, and it's good. That's off the hands of Brady Driver. Macon County has hit several three-pointers in this first half. I'm going to guess 6 of them. A three taken and hit by Andrew Smith. Andrew said, I can do that too. Flowers with it. Passes across to Krantz, who's in a trap. He passes out of it. To Shrum, now to Driver, now inside to Gregory, and the ball swatted out of bounds. Doing a good job of denying that entry pass.
Yeah, Kyler done a real good job right there working against the big kid.
Minute 32 left in the second. Tigers on the inbound. Shrum with it, left wing. Kicks across the Driver. Now into the corner to Krantz. A near takeaway. Tigers maintain possession. Back inside again. 2 points now for Casey Gregory. Clay County playing quickly. Getting to the front court. Nolan Adams with it out top. Swings back to Andrew Smith. Now a three-pointer from Nate Adams. No good. Jump ball call. Very interesting there. I thought for sure they were going to call a foul against Kyler, but I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, it didn't look like either one of them really got possession right there for the jump ball, but we'll take it. That's us getting the ball.
Possession arrow in favor of Clay County, as Doug mentioned. Nate Adams inbound, 23-22 the score. I don't think I've given that enough. Weston Merville on the inbound, shot no good. Rebound Hudson. Under a minute to play here in this second quarter, 50 seconds and ticking. Clay County 23-22, a one-point lead. Very similar to the girls' game, score-wise and tightness-wise. Another bucket inside. Gregory again, who's starting to heat up. Takeaway for the Tigers here. Driver comes up with it.
Yeah, Macon County back in the lead, Daniel, with that Gregory bucket.
Tigers with an opportunity to play for the last shot here. Just under 20 seconds and ticking. Flowers with it out top, defended by Smith. Picks it up, 10 seconds now. Driver with it, defended closely by Nolan Adams. Great defense there. Now Nate Adams helping out. Andrew Smith picking up Driver, and this time's going to expire before a shot can be made, but a foul's called.
Oh, me.
So it was not. It shouldn't be a shooting foul because he wasn't shooting, and that's not five team fouls yet. Going to inbound with no more than a tenth of a second,
maybe
perhaps. I mean, that's all you can physically put on the clock is 0.1. It's not like football where you can play an untimed down or anything. You've got to establish a time.
No, it's a great defensive possession again by Clay County right there. You know, Macon County trying to do everything they could to get to the...
So they can't get a legal shot here this one. It's got to be a tip or a tap right here. They can't catch and shoot it.
Okay. So what amount of time is required for that?
Four tenths.
Only 2 tenths on the clock. Here's the tip attempt, and the buzzer sounds. At the end of the first half, very similar to the girls' game, a tight one here at Joe Sims Gym. It's Macon County 24, Clay County 23.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Macon County 24-23 here at the break in Salina, and it's time for the first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County went up by two. It was 12-10 at the end of the first quarter as Nate Adams scored 8 of his 13 first half points in the opening frame to get Clay County ahead by a bucket, and then Macon County outscored the Dogs 14-11 in the second stanza to claim this one-point halftime lead at 24-23 in favor of the Tigers. For the Tigers, they're being led by Brady Driver and Kaysen Gregory. They both have 8 points here at the break. Dalton Hudson has 3, and McCabe Mix has 5 off the bench for Macon County. For Clay County, Kyler Westmoreland, a big three-pointer for 3 points at the break. Andrew Smith also a 3 from behind the arc. So the two senior shooting guards have a long-range bucket for Clay County. Weston Burble, 4 points for Clay County. And Nate Adams, again, the Baker's Dozen at halftime. He has 13 to lead all scores. Again, Clay County trails by 1, 24-23 to Macon County here at Joe Sims Gym in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, 24-23, Macon County with a one-point lead here at the halftime of the boys' game. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. We have a good question tonight. And here it is. In each of the 10 seasons from 1989 through 1998, head coach Joe Sims and his Lady Dogs met the Macon County Tigerettes in a pair of games. Despite having some outstanding teams during those years, Salina High was 4-16 in those 20 contests. Only one Lady Dog has ever recorded multiple games against Jackson County with 20 points or more scored, and she played during that stretch of time from 1989 through 1998. Who is she? If you think
Macon County, right?
Yeah, who did I say?
Jackson.
That's all right. Yeah, Macon. They're both blue.
Yeah.
so let's read that one more time, an abbreviated version. In the 10 seasons from 1989 through 1998, Coach Sims and his Lady Dogs met Macon County every year in a pair of games. Despite having some outstanding teams, we were 4-16 in those contests. Only one Lady Dog has ever scored 20 points or more multiple times against Macon County, and she played from 89 to 98. Who was that player? First guess is in. Jan Arms is the guess from Narhead Hamilton. Incorrect. Tia Ashlock has been guessed. Incorrect. Holly Wright has been guessed. Incorrect. All those great guesses. Of course, Holly, an eighth grader, I believe, in the 98 season, so she just missed out on those years. Remember, somebody from 89 to 98. More guesses. Michelle Chambers coming in. Incorrect. Also, Tia Burchett coming in. Incorrect. These are all, hey, you're right on it. All those ladies that have been mentioned guaranteed had at least one 20-plus point game, but hadn't had two against Macon.
Tate Kerr guessing Tia Burchett. Tiff Brown guessing Holly Ryan. Of course, Sam Daniels guessing Tia Ashlock. And there's your mother guessing Amanda Kendall.
Kendall, another great guess. Incorrect, though.
We see we're coming in so fast, we're going to have to look. Crystal Davis was guessed by my classmate, Sam Daniels. What about Crystal?
Incorrect.
Amanda Kendall, again, was guessed here. Deanna Dawson, guessed by Tiffany Brown.
Another one, Deanna, just a little too young to have fallen during that era, but another great Lady Dog, obviously. All those ladies that have been mentioned, Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. Of course, the single game leader against Macon, the Tigerettes, is Megan Copas, who had 29 against the Macon 2007. But only one Lady Dog has ever scored 20-plus in multiple games against Macon County, and she played from 1989 through 1998. Who is that player? If you think you know the answer and you've not guessed yet, continue sending those responses in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
Melissa Denton or Melissa Smith being guessed, which is not correct, I don't think.
No, incorrect. A great guess.
Jennifer Davenport being guessed.
Another great guess. Played in that time. She's actually the single game assist leader against Macon with 10 assists one night in a win in 97.
We have a winner, Daniel.
Okay. And who's the listener here that sent this in?
Not real sure. Let's see. Looks like Mary Lee Brown Hampton.
Mary Lee Brown Hampton is correct. She is guessed a classmate of a couple of other guesses that were made, the late Melissa Webb. In 1994, her senior year, both times, one a win, one a loss. She scored 24 in one, 22 in the other. Of course, a local Clay County Sports of Fame point guard, outstanding player, sometimes forgotten maybe as a scorer, even though she's in the 1,000-point club, because she played with Melissa Denton-Smith and with Tia Burchett-Adams and with Lori Denton-Ashlock and a lot of those other great players, all seniors that year. Of course, Tia Ashlock-Arms, a class above them, and some great teams during those years. I knew the question would be difficult because of the plethora of great Lady Dogs we had.
Yeah, that 10-year span there is just loaded with talent.
Melissa Webb was one of them. There's no doubt about it. One of the best. We've had a lot of good ones, but one of the greatest point guards ever here to play for the Lady Dogs. And we talk about the vision of some of these players. I remember some of the passes Melissa Webb used to make would just blow your mind, didn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely would. So congratulations to our winner tonight. She will be receiving through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free six-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the local Salina Subway location. Whose local owners, Greg and Melissa Brandon, have sandwich artists ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. So Macon County scores a bucket to take a three-point lead, 26-23. Not sure who had the bucket. Either Hudson or Gregory won, I'm sure.
32.
Okay.
Big post kid.
So which one was that, Thomas? I had them mixed up.
That would be Gregory. Burchett makes one free throw.
Try to get transition back to ball here. So if our winner, Miss Mary Lee Brown Hampton, will send us an address, we'll be happy to forward along those winnings through the mail. Appreciate her and all the other guesters on the Subway Trivia Challenge. Clay County with the rebound. White Browning pulling it down on the 4-4. Coach Edwards here, the original five starters of Browning, Burchett, Nate Adams, Weston Burble, and Andrew Smith. 5:05 and ticking here in this third quarter. Clay County trying to climb back from a two-point deficit, 26-24. Now Coach Edwards taking the methodical approach.
Yeah, get a little patient, trying to get what he needs.
Ooh, Lance missed it from right block. Macon County pulling down the rebound. Nice little play set up. Could not convert on points, though. Macon County back on their end. Flowers with it. Works around the driver at left wing, defended by Burchett. Great defensive effort from the Dogs. You both have talked about it so far in this one, but a lot of individual matchups the guys are winning there.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the key. We talked about Gregory in the post, but, you know, pretty similar athletic-type guards for Macon County, too. So you see Burchett and Driver going at it, and some of these other matchups, like you say, Daniel.
Lance with a steal, passes ahead to West, and West lays it in from left block. Nice underhanded layup, tying it up, 26-26. Lance trying to come away with a steal on the inbound. Driver having to recollect it. Works it over to Flowers. Flowers going to slow down the pace, walk across the timeline, get the call from head coach Mike Owens and put things into motion here. They get back up to Hudson at the elbow. Back out to Flowers. He circles around top, picks it up. Back to Hudson. Now inside to Gregory, working against Browning. All the way to the hoop, shot up. No good. Rebound Browning.
Good job by Browning right there. Coach Edwards decided not to double down that time and let Browning work.
Now, White done a good job of kind of pushing him out, making him get a little fadeaway in there.
Lance gives up to Nate. Nate, top of the key, uses a verbal screen, works to the right, kicks it baseline to Browning. Browning going to drive here and going to be fouled by Dalton Hudson. Nice move by Browning. Don't always get to see White out on the floor with it, and he knew what to do.
Yeah, high double figures for Brandon. I think he had 15 and a double-double with several rebounds in the last game. He's scoreless here tonight.
Oh. Inbound play, no good. Well executed, just couldn't get it to fall. Tigers with the rebound. 3-minute mark of this third quarter. We're knotted up 26-26. What did I miss, Doug?
Lansky's got a good little tip. Tipped it off the guy with some good pressure and got a turnover for us.
Clay County back in control here. Usually the boys have a quicker pace than the girls. Tonight the boys a slower pace as Burchett takes a three, misses it. Burble with the rebound. Weston continuing to play well. And his starting role inside is a post. Weston, a good example of one of those team guys. You know, he's honestly in his first 3 years as a dog, he's been limited in his playing time, but he stayed the course, stuck with the team, and here he is as a senior starting and doing a great job of it.
He is. He just happened to be in that position where we had tons of talent in that position.
Right.
Well, sometimes you got to wait your turn, you know, and people don't like doing that anymore. You see it all across sports, people transferring in colleges and even in high schools and different things, and it's refreshing to see a hometown guy stay the course. Bucket for Macon County, breaking this 26-26 lead. They're up now by two. Going to see Nate go to the line. Oh, okay, a little bit of clarification here on the guest for Mary Lee Brown Hampton. She says that she remembers well Melissa Webb playing with her niece, Misty Brown Caulfield. So now we understand a little deeper the connection there. Remember Misty Brown Webb as a player?
Yeah, she was another one of my classmates during that time. You know, the girls kind of dominated in basketball during my day.
Like I said, that 10-year span, I mean, just take an all-star team out of that and you can play with anybody in the country.
I agree. Nate Adams hitting that second free throw. Hit both of them, actually, and an offensive foul now called against Clay County. We'd come up with a steal after Adams hit both the free throws but couldn't convert on the turnover. Now ball going back the Tigers' way. Minute 58 left in this third quarter. 28-28 the score. We're all tied up. Doug, anything that needs to be done differently in your opinion here in this contest or just continue on?
I think we just continue on. We're getting the pace we're wanting at times, and then, you know, both teams are what they're wanting to do as far as controlling what they do.
Macon County with it. Krantz into the front court, misses his layup, rebound Browning. White going to give it up to Nate. Nate going to come across the timeline, joining Nate on the floor. Are Browning, Westmoreland, Nolan Adams, and Burble. Been impressed with Nolan defensively tonight. I've caught him at times doing just an outstanding job. Nate Adams jump shot, no good. Kept alive by Nolan Adams. He gets it. Going to be foul, but no whistles blow. Coach Edwards wants to see it, as you can see him getting up out of his seat. Clay County maintains possession. Three-pointer Nolan. Yeah! He may not have got the foul call, but he got the triple.
Great job keeping the ball alive and keeping it in our position right there.
Trap in the backcourt. Nolan Adams coming up with the steal. Gets it to Burble. Weston in the paint. Shot up good. And a timeout taken by Coach Owens. He wants to stop the pace, stop the bleeding. Clay County's taking what seems like a big five-point lead after being tied up for so long. Minute to play left in the third.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, where Clay County is on a 7-0 run, and now they're up by five. It's 33-28 with a minute left here in the third quarter. Weston Burble up to 8 points in the paint with the putback right there, Daniel. And a big three from Nolan Adams.
Certainly so. Things looking up here late in this third quarter, minute three left. We're going to see some pressure on the inbound, hoping to create another steal. Macon County works it in. Flowers with it. Going to bring it across the timeline. Macon County, I assume, could play for the last shot. They've enjoyed this slow pace. We're down to 55 and ticking here in the third. Clay County a five-point lead. Driver at left wing. Kicks back out top.
Rob's changed up with a little 2-3 zone right here in this position.
Nate playing the side of that. Gets the block shot against Flowers. Picked up by Hudson, who gives back to Flowers. 30 seconds and ticking.
Now he's went back man.
Yeah, I thought, seen what I thought was a zone look a time or two,
yeah.
But I think it was just the help before, Doug. But you're right, I believe it was a pure 2-3 just a second ago.
20 seconds. Flowers goes left, back to Krantz, defended by Wes Morgan. Krantz at right wing, gives to Driver. Driver defended by Nolan Adams. Nolan looking for that five count, gives up the ball to Flowers, down to 5 seconds here. Flowers going to have to make a decision. 2 seconds. Baseline pass inside. Shot up. No good. Third quarter ends. Clay County enjoying a five-point lead, 33-28. We've got 8 minutes left to settle it here at Joe Sims Gym.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home. Where Clay County now leads 33-28 heading into the fourth quarter. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County outscored Macon County 10-4 in that third quarter. What a defensive effort from those guys to hold the Tigers to 4 points. Nate Adams has 15 for the Dogs. Lance Burchett 1, Andrew Smith 3, Weston Verbal has 8, Nolan Adams 3, and Kyler Westmoreland 3. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Solana to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Clay County with the ball to start the fourth and a five-point lead on the floor. Nolan Adams.
That's a little matchup zone right here. Lafayette.
Nolan Adams out top, gives to Burchett, joining them are Andrew Smith, White Browning, and Connor Westmoreland. Browning, free throw range jumper,
oh,
good.
Nice shot by White.
And that's, you know, that's no fluke thing. White Browning is good in the floor.
Yeah, that little mid-range shot, he's really good at that.
His first points of the night, guys, right there. White Browning wanted the ball at the free throw line. He knew Gregory wasn't coming out to him, and you're right, Doug, he likes that shot.
So White, that's pretty much a layup. You get him at free throw line area. He's nice at that.
Turnover of a Macon County. Good defense by the Dogs. Couple subs in on the floor now. We see Nate Adams, White Browning, Weston Birdwell, Lance Burchett, and Andrew Smith, the original five starters for Coach Evers.
I don't even know if you guys heard me in that quarter update, guys. 4 points for Macon County in the third.
Oh,
we talked about Clay County's
right there.
Defense.
We talked about how good it was. There's the proof of it. Andrew Smith with a big bucket, Thomas, putting Clay County up by 10, which seems almost unsurmountable. I know it's not, but a 10-point lead in this contest, 38-28, and now an 8-point lead after a bucket made by Macon. Clay County answers, though, and that's the thing. If Macon wants to play fast, fine. We'll play fast, too.
Well, that's where we want to be. So getting them in, out of their comfort zone and playing that way is what we want.
Who had the last bucket? Weston?
Weston Burble with the last bucket for Clay County. Now Macon trying to answer.
Oh, good deflection there by Nate.
Browning the rebound gives to Andrew. Andrew pulls up left wing. 40-30 the score. Only 10 points, but let's face it, that's 25% difference, basically, you know, of our 40. So a 10-point lead, pretty healthy here. Just under 6 minutes to play in the fourth. Lance Burchett, baseline drive, layup. Good.
That was a good job by Lance. Noticed the mismatch. Had a big guy on him.
Tigers across the timeline. Setting up in the front court. Flowers at the point. Defended by Smith. Works to the right. Turned away now by Andrew at the elbow. Kicks the driver, who's defended by Burchett. Driver puts it to the floor, turned away by Lance. Now dishes off down low to Gregory, and he finally gets the bucket on the second putback. 5:15 and ticking. 42-32. Nate Adams just across half court. Giving go back to Nate. Layup, good. It's not a layup, but I don't know how you describe that, but only Nate Adams can do it.
Yeah. They forced me into a tough shot, and he made it.
Just an underhanded bank shot off the glass.
There's Nate
the
again from behind getting a deflection. He's had a couple of those in those last few possessions.
Clay County in no hurry. A 12-point lead, biggest of the night, 44-32, halfway through this fourth quarter, 4:25 and ticking. Trying to ice this thing away. Offensive foul call against Nate Adams. Well, he's good for one a game of those, and that's okay. You know, that's the way it is.
He just kind of dipped the shoulder just a little too much. Great job by the Macon County defender, too.
Well, I compare it in my mind going back a few years, you know, Grant Strong. Grant would get a lot of those offensive fouls, but you've got to press this issue as a scorer, and they've done a good job of that. And nine times out of ten, it's going to be a defensive foul call.
And your good players adjust to that.
Yeah.
You know, they know if they get a call against them on there, they know they have to do it different next time. Mm-hmm. Nate's real good at that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And your good players, like you mentioned Grant Strong,
same thing.
Yeah. I mean, he knows what they're calling, knows to do it different the next time.
Yep.
I remember Grant picking up a couple offensive fouls early in the ball game and then going on to score 30, you know.
Exactly.
So you're right, Doug. It's all about adjusting.
And right now we've got them playing our pace. They're picking up the pace. Of course, they got two right here. They're down 12, but them playing like we want to play right now.
Yeah, and that's how critical it was to have that little spurt and get a lead. Then they have to play fast, Doug.
Macon County missing from point-blank range. White Branding pulling down another rebound. He's been good on the boards here in this second half. Look forward to seeing assistant coach Andrew Menez's game report. White getting close to double digits on rebounds, I'm sure. 3:55 and ticking here. Back half of this fourth quarter. Andrew Smith in the corner. Kicks to Lance Burgett now out top. Coach Edwards comfortably in his chair, watching his team work this 12-point lead they built.
Yeah, no drama in this one like we saw in the overtime win by the Lady Dogs.
Weston Burville out top. Hands off to Lance. Working down low is Nate Adams, who's posted up. And here's a foul. Should have been. Hooked him by the leg and pulled him down, but no whistles blow. Blatant foul by the Tigers. And here we are again. Nate posting up. Kick over to White now. I could hear their sneakers squeaking. That's what caught my attention. All the work that was going in to Nate Adams. And McCade Mix down there on the post, and I did not like seeing Mix kind of hook the arm around Nate's leg and pulling him down. Here's Nate on the inside move, way up, good. Foul without call as well. Kason Gregory called for the foul. 14 points to lead now, 46-32. Nate going to the line. Up next for Clay County. Couple of road trips. Going to go to East Robertson this Friday, December 1st, as Nate misses the free throw there. Do have some bad news for listeners of the Horizon Sports Network. Thomas and I have made the decision not to make that trip. He's got some fishing tournament things going on, and to be honest, I kind of initiated. I'm just kind of ready for a touch of a break, a little bit of family time. We won't be on the call on Friday, but we do plan to be at Jamestown Tuesday for the York contest on the road, a place, Thomas, we've not called from before.
No, we've never been there with the Horizon Sports Network. I've been up there a few times to watch some games, Christmas tournaments, and we played them in the regular season for quite some time now, Doug. It's always a good contest.
Yeah, it's another tough place to play, and they play well up there.
But yeah, going back to Friday night, I've kind of had other obligations. Just can't make that one with the Billy Westmoreland and Jack Holson Memorial Smallmouth Invitational that's been held on Del Hollow for over 40 years now. So
I better devote a little time to that to make sure it keeps going.
Well, and you have personally oversaw that for how many of those 40 years?
Maybe about half of them.
That's what I thought. A huge thing each year that you do. Clay County enjoying a bigger lead than before, 48-32.
Who had a bucket, Doug? We were talking.
White.
White, all right.
White Brownie, yeah.
And now another bucket for the Tigers. We kind of get sidetracked in what we call snoozers sometimes. That's what this one's turned into. Slow pace. Big lead here for Clay County. 14 points the margin, 48-34. Meek's going to be called for the foul. But tough stretch. We talked about it in the opener, and Doug, I mean, you talked about it on the last broadcast from Gainsborough. This stretch of schedule, and it's intentionally constructed to challenge the team. But Macon County, or we'll start it off with Jackson County. Jackson County, AA school, Macon County, AAA, at East Robb, a tough region opponent. At York Institute, AA school, Upperman, a AAA school. Then in the Christmas tournament, you're going to have Richland and the UC Rams, who are both competent teams. Then you go for a trio of games at the Wayne County Classic in Monticello the week after Christmas. This is a tough stretch of schedule.
And that, Coach, ever seen that schedule for the Wayne County? It's loaded. It's just talent unreal. And then at Upperman, they got maybe the best player in Upper Cumberland as a freshman on that team. Coach McWilliams says the best player that's ever went through his program. He's a freshman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, boy. He's a nice one.
Technical foul being assessed against Coach Owens. Clearly something he said was not very pleasant to the official. 30 seconds left in this one. Let's see who Coach Edwards chooses to walk to the line to shoot.
Looks like Brandon Lance.
Yeah, and that, you know, Coach Edwards, 24-year veteran, and, of course, the girls, you know, at the same time, they're getting the same schedule.
Yeah.
So a tough run for them. They'll be at Watertown rather than Wayne County for their portion of the Christmas tournament after Christmas. But Clay County's ladies also going through this, but it's all about getting prepared for Red Bull and Springs on Friday, January the 2nd, the first district game of the year, followed by Pickett, Clark Range, Gordonsville, that full run. That's the part of the season that truly matters.
Exactly. Your season starts after the first of the year. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Clay County going to be winners in this one tonight. Currently 51-34, the score. 18 seconds and ticking here. I know we got away from calling off points. Thomas will have the full stat rundown coming up in the Eco Panel Bulldog Wrap-Up on the Farm Bureau postgame show. 5 seconds left in this, and Clay County going to get back in the win column and be 3-1 on the year. Macon County going to drop to 2-3 as this one goes final in Joe Sims Gym. It's Clay County 51, Macon County 34.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's ladies now are 4-1 on the year with their overtime win tonight. And the boys moved to 3-1 with their big win, 51-34 here over Macon County. We're going to transition into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, the guys, just kind of a slow-paced game. It was 24-23 at halftime. Really don't miss much, not talking about that first half. Clay County trailed by 1 point. And then in the second half, it was lockdown defense from the Bulldogs. They only allowed 10 second-half points to Macon County as they outscored them 28-10 and to win by this big margin of 51-34. But just really impressed with the defensive effort of the entire team. And then when they got the opportunity, Doug, you said it going into this, when Clay County wants to run up and down, they score in spurts. When they had that opportunity to do so, boy, did they ever do it.
Well, you know, for three quarters, Coach Owens kept it where he wanted to, the pace, and the score was there. You know, it was a five-point game. He was still to where he could play his pace, and we turned up the heat, stretched that lead to 7, then got to 10, then he had to play our pace, and that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, just getting that initial lead,
yep.
Really. And then after, at that point, you get a little frustration from the Tigers. They knew they had to do something, and you're right, Doug, it just totally changed the game.
Yeah. We often talk about how good Clay County is in the third quarter. Give a little third quarter breakdown. You did earlier, but I'm sure it was pretty good again.
Yeah, outscored them 10-4, held them to 4 points in the third quarter and 6 in the fourth, Daniel. So, you know, not necessarily in a crazy offensive output, like
right.
Doug said, but we got that five-point lead heading into the fourth, and basically it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there pressure. You know, the group has made a little run at Jackson County, was one initiated that to start with tonight.
That's right.
And then every pass seemed like they touched it. And then we got forced into turnovers and got our pace and, you know, defense is going to be, a strong point of this group. They're all quick, good defenders, and nice to watch.
Yeah.
No doubt. For Macon County, they were led by Kason Gregory. He ended up with 16 in this ball game. But still, you know, to limit him below 20, you're really doing something, I think, aren't you, Doug?
Oh, yeah. He's one of those posts that you got to really work. And we made him work, and still, he had a nice night. He's tough.
Multiple defenders on him. Wyatt Browning, of course, bodying him up. But Weston Burwell, I thought, did a good job. A little undersized against Gregory, but showed his strength to kind of keep position down there too, Doug.
Yeah, and just made him work. I think down the stretch where we made him work, got a little tired, and he missed some shots he'd been making.
Yeah,
you're right. It was the difference in that.
They missed a lot of point-blank stuff late in this fourth quarter when they were feeling that pressure, and he did as well because of what y'all was talking about.
Besides his 16, McCade Mix and Dalton Hudson had 5 points apiece, and then Brady Driver had 8. So pretty much neutralized Macon County as far as offensive output. For Clay County, Kyler Westmore, a big three-pointer. He finished with 3 tonight. Nolan Adams, a big three-pointer. He finished with 3 points tonight. Kyler just had the one. Is that right? Yeah, just had the one. Wyatt Browning, Andrew Smith, he had 2 big three-pointers. They both finished with 6 points, and then 2 in double figures. Weston Burble with 10, and Nate Adams with a game-high 19. 13 of those coming in the first half, 8 in the first quarter, so Nate was kind of limited in the second half. His teammates kind of picked him up down the stretch some.
Oh, definitely. I thought Lance made some big plays there. He got a mismatch on one of the bigs guarding him. He made a couple plays in a row, and that's when we extended that lead a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, we took advantage of the mismatches we could get tonight very well.
I think so, too. Again, 51-34, Clay County ended up blowing out Macon County here tonight, Daniel, and a good game through about three quarters, like Doug said.
Certainly was. Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels. Engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Ablog Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one little post-game promo, come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games, then wrap it all up.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show for the final time tonight. Going to go ahead and wrap this thing up by announcing the TDS top performers from tonight's ball games. And I'm going to be honest, during the girls' game, we had a certain way we were going with this. Going through that third quarter stretch, I done decided in my head sophomore Baylor Walden is tonight's TDS top performer. Well, then we went to overtime.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to Baylor, but somebody else come alive in overtime. Talk about Hallie Buford, not only during overtime, but all night. Hallie Buford, tonight's girls' TDS top performer. Honorable mention definitely to sophomore Baylor Walden.
Yeah, Walden kind of kept us in it as Buford, like she's going to see the remainder of the year, is going to be every defense's top target to try to stop. So that's what you see in the opening quarters of these games. You see doubles. You see everything trying to stop Hallie Buford. So she only had 6 points at half. She finished with 22. 7 in overtime, and of course the game winner, guys. And she's just one of those players. She wants the ball in her hands, and that's where you want it to be, don't you, Doug?
Oh, definitely. You want a player when the game's on the line to want it, and Hallie wants it. And not only her, there's more on there, but that's what you want out of your team. You want somebody to want that ball, and she did tonight, and it paid dividends, and we'll get a win.
Well, it all worked out, picture perfect in that regard, talking about her needing it in her hands at the end. She pulls down the rebound.
Off a free throw.
Off that second missed free throw that would have tied the game. Actually, would have put a two-point lead because we were trailing by one when she pulls it down. Goes coast to coast in around 4 seconds. There wasn't much time left. Lays it in for the buzzer beater for the one-point win. Very fortunate. And I don't think it was just luck that it bounced to her. She boxed out. She put herself in position to get that ball.
Yeah, and all 7 points in overtime. Hallie Buford scored for Clay County to pretty much win this one. Nobody else with a bucket in that one. And, you know, like I said, what impresses me, we know she can score the basketball any way she wants to. Driving, shooting the three at the free throw line, she's shooting like 90-something percent. Just really what she's been able to do in just a matter of a couple games, Doug, to realize that she's going to see every defense known to man, and they're going to try to stop her, and she still works through and gets her average or even better and goes out and wins a ball game.
That's a fact, and it's not going to change. These teams are going to start making more adjustments and make her do other things, and she's handled it very well early in the year. And like I said, it's a dose of what she's going to get all year. I mean, that's what she's going to see, and she stepped up and answered that challenge.
And, boys, actually, we went with senior Weston Birdwell. We talked about him in game earlier, said some of those great things about him, about the stick-to-itiveness and waiting his turn and working hard and being ready. Now he's in that starting role, and he's making the most of it, guys.
Yeah, he is. Finished with 10 points tonight, got into double figures. Had already done that this season, had it at 14, made a big shot, I think, to beat DeKalb County in that opening win. You know, Weston Birdwell, yeah, you talk about it, Daniel. He's waited his turn, and, you know, he's reined it in, you know, and started really playing like a senior leader, I think. He does what he has to do for his team defensively tonight in the post against Gregory when Browning was out for a blow. And then once Coach Evers saw he could do that, I think he left Birdwell on him with his length to help kind of mess Gregory up. And then the points when you need them, he can catch the ball and transition really well and finish at the rim. I don't know. Weston Birdwell is just one of those players you want on your side.
Oh, definitely. And he does things that don't show up in the stat sheet.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And that's the key to it. You know, a player that does things that don't show up in the stat sheets is the guy you want. Those are just hard to come by, and that's the, you know, Weston does that. Now, he puts the stats on it too, but he does things that don't show up there that helps you win.
Well, similar maybe to a offensive lineman in football. He's the one that's doing a lot of the dirty work that nobody really notices unless you're really watching it, and it's that kind of stuff in the trenches down on the post that helps you win games.
Another thing about Birdwell, too, he can play anywhere on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, he can handle the ball, bring it up and down. He can play defense on the outside. He can play defense on the inside. And he can score. He can shoot the three. I mean, he's really multiple in what he can do.
Well, in junior high, he played the five. I mean, that's what he played in junior high because, you know, White, you know, Brandon, they were in Hermitage Springs.
Right.
He was playing against those guys. And Weston was the five. And like I said, play all positions. That's nice.
Yeah, makes him a well-rounded player. Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, Hallie Buford and Weston Birdwell. They have been brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. As we mentioned, the teams will be on the road this coming Friday over at East Robertson. Normal 6 o'clock tip to that contest. Then they'll enjoy the weekend off and return to action on Tuesday up at York. That's when we'll be back. We are not going to make the trip and broadcast from East Robertson. We will be up in Jamestown on Tuesday night for that non-conference action with York. And I know it's going to be a great one. You've got junior Gabby Beatty that has signed with Clemson University on the girls' side. She's going to be there. You've got the few kids and all his teammates that's going to be seniors on the Dragons. They just got put out of football. They're hungry to win at something, and they're going to be – it's going to be a fair good games when we go back on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it always is. You know, we've seen a lot of those already this season. So this is shaping up to be one of the good ones, I think.
I think so. Well, folks, any final thoughts from you two?
No, that's it.
All right.
Just glad to have Doug with us. Appreciate you.
Glad to be here, guys.
Well, for Joe Sims, Doug Strong, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.